Stargate Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
Good morning, Reading. This is Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on the Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
FCA US LLC.
Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, Pavestone, and Deich Coatings. Now, here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you're listening to episode 2445, 2445. So listen when you want by following the show at moneypit.com/podcast. But let's get to what we are doing here, because it's our job to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. So what are you planning for this weekend? Is there a project you'd like to get done? Is there help that you need solving a DIY dilemma? Do you have a decor situation you need some challenges? Are you tired of staring at the paint chips? That's what happens to me, Leslie. Stare at the paint chips and make a decision, and then the next day I look at them and I make a different decision. So that's why sometimes I call you for advice on that. But whatever it is, whatever's on your to-do list, you can move it right to ours when you reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or just go to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, if your home is getting tight, your growing family, an addition could be a great move. We're going to share tips on how to plan for that project to make sure the new space serves you and your family for many years to come.
And if you've ever wanted to build a fire pit or a raised garden bed or a seat wall out of stone, well, you'd probably be thinking that these projects would be way out of your DIY comfort zone. But, you guys, there's a way to create these masonry masterpieces that's super easy. I mean, just like stacking blocks. We are going to share that new product innovation with you in a bit.
And if your home's electrical system is straining to keep up with demand, a new electric panel might be in your future. We're going to share five reasons why upgrading the panel in your home may make perfect sense.
But first, do you feel like you're in a constant game of tug of war with your house and your house is winning? Well, we're here to help you take back the lead from advice to answers to hot new products. We are your one-stop shopping for all things DIY.
So call us right now. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You can record your question. It will come instantly to us for the quickest possible response. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Cody in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling because I'm having a problem with scorpions and bugs and stuff. And I was going to see if you could recommend an economical way to treat them both inside and out. You know, we've used commercial businesses in the past to come in and spray. That's just not in the budget right now. And I've tried seven dust granules outside and just wanted to see if you could recommend anything that would be good inside and out.
Well, if you're concerned about spiders, there's a new product out called Miss Muffet's Revenge that's made by the Wet and Forget company that's inexpensive and can keep them out for a year. But I don't think that's going to keep the scorpions out.
Okay.
You know, one natural product that folks have reported good success with is boric acid. And boric acid can be applied a number of ways. You can sprinkle the powder. You can mix the powder with water and spray it. But you have to remember that it doesn't kill on contact. It essentially kind of messes with the skeleton system of the scorpion and causes them to die from dehydration. So it's more a preventative than it is sort of an immediate use, an immediate result product.
Spray it around the foundation on the exterior of the home. Obviously, wouldn't want to spray that inside, or would it be okay to spray inside?
Well, you could spray it inside as well. It's pretty safe to spray inside and outside.
Yeah, another natural oil that they just don't seem to like for whatever reason is cedar oil. So if you mix cedar oil with water and then spray that around your perimeter, or if you've got gaps or cracks, you know, in your foundation or on your interior, you can use that as well. They also don't like lavender. So if you plant some lavender around your foundation, they'll tend to stay away.
Awesome. I appreciate the help, guys. Y'all have a great rest of the day.
Cody, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, we're heading out to Delaware, where Mary's got a question about a roof. What's going on at your money pit?
I have a two-story house with three-tab shingles that are 25 years old, and I'm about to replace them with the architectural. I have an attic fan currently. It's about 30 years old, and I don't really have to keep that. But my question is regarding a replacement attic fan versus the ridge vent.
So we would definitely recommend a ridge vent over a replacement attic fan for a lot of reasons. Here's why. In the summer, many times folks will install attic fans to try to cool their attic, thinking that it will lower their cooling costs. But what generally happens is when an attic fan kicks on, it will depressurize your attic. And then it needs to replace that negative pressure. So what will happen is it will reach down into your house and actually pull some of that air-conditioned air up into the attic. Now, how that happens is interesting. It'll pull it out from gaps around, say, where your attic door is, or it'll pull it through the walls, through gaps around plumbing pipes or electrical wires or outlets that go through. There's usually some sort of thermal connection between the inside and the outside. And by using an attic fan, you're going to potentially drive the cooling costs up, not down. A better option is a ridge vent, a continuous ridge vent that goes down the peak of the entire roof, and that will exhaust attic air. But the ridge vent should always be matched with soffit vents at the overhang of the roof so that the air will enter down low on the roof, roll up underneath the roof sheathing, and then exit at the ridge. And that sort of convective loop will do a much better job of keeping your attic cool than an attic fan. It will not drive up your cooling costs.
And you close off the current attic fan.
That's right. I would actually, if you are going to be replacing your roof, I would simply take that whole fan out, tap off the wires, and disconnect it. You don't need it.
Okay. The other question is, I also have a whole house fan, which I rarely use. Can you still use a whole house fan with the ridge vent?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's talk about the difference between a whole house fan and an attic fan. An attic fan is just that. It draws air out of the attic. A whole house fan is mounted generally on the ceiling of the upper floor of the house, and it's going to draw air from your house itself, push it up into the attic where it'll be exhausted. Now, the key with a whole house fan is you have to have enough exhaust ventilation up in the attic. If you end up having a continuous ridge vent and continuous soft vents, I think you probably will have plenty of exhaust ventilation up there in the attic. I would suggest, if you don't have it already, to put that whole house fan on a timer, because it's really effective, especially at night when you can set it for an hour or so when you're going to sleep, to kind of keep that air moving through the house, and then it'll just go off by the time you fall asleep and the air gets cooler.
Vents in the eaves of the house, which were built in the house, are they closed off when you get the ridge vent?
Generally, yes. Those small vents that are on the ends of the gable walls, you do want to close those off and make sure you have continuous soffit and ridge vents, because you'll get some turbulence between the ridge vent and that end gable vent that can impact the flow of the air. All right, Mary?
All right. Hopefully that's what I need, and I'm about to call a contractor tomorrow.
All right, and now you know what to get done. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy Labor Day weekend, everybody. Hope you guys are getting in your last bits of summer, relaxing at home, enjoying your family and friends, maybe even tackling a project. Well, whatever it is you are doing, we hope you are enjoying yourselves, and we wish you guys the best. Coming up, is your home feeling a little tight for your growing family? Have you sorted, organized, reorganized, but you finally have decided that you just need some more space? Well, adding a beautiful new addition could be the move for you. We're going to have some tips on how you can plan to make sure the new space serves you for many years to come next.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old noisy running toilet today. Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com.
This fall, make your home stand out with a stunning upgrade from Deich Coatings. Spread Rock Speckled Granite Coating adds a beautiful, durable finish to your porch, steps, or walkway. It's perfect for basement floors, accent walls, and pool decks, and available in mocha, anvil, and ice gray.
Made from real stone, Spread Rock goes on easily, transforming your space with a rich granite stone look. Plus, it's affordable, just $55 a gallon with free shipping. Elevate your home today. Visit DeichCoatings.com and order Spread Rock now. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on this weekend? You have a home improvement question, but you just don't know who to ask? Well, consider us your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, fix-up. Because, you know, we get it. Sometimes you just have to talk about it. And we're here to talk about it. So join us on the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast, and we'll talk about it.
Hey, guys, if you reach out to us right now with your home improvement question, we will put your name in the Money Pit hard hat for a great product we're giving away. It's from Deich Coatings. It's called Spread Rock Granite Stone Coating. It's an actual layer of rock that can be applied easily to floors or walls. Now, you can use this inside or out to resurface porches, steps, patios, walkways, garage floors, even baths or basements, and more. It comes in 7 colors. It's impact-resistant and super durable. It's worth $149. It's a 3-gallon size, and it's available at DeichCoatings.com, HomeDepot.com, and Lowe's.com. But we're giving away the Spread Rock Granite Stone Coating to one lucky listener. Make that you. Reach out to us with your questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Bob in South Dakota is dealing with a drywall issue. What's going on at your house?
We have a 1990s home, and we had sheetrock nails that were put in that began popping, mainly toward the ceiling area and corners, inside corners especially. And we had a contractor redo some. We redid some ourselves. One of the things they did and we did is we just drove the nails in and covered them and put a screw maybe 2 to 3 inches from it, but the nails reappeared after we did it. What's the answer?
Well, it would if he just drove it back in and didn't put a second nail that overlaps it.
Well, and then it's in the same hole, so it's given the same movement area. Now, what Tom mentioned with the second nail is, you're right, putting a screw in, a screw is a great way to do that, but if you're putting the screw in, I would have taken out the nail instead of giving it the space to come back out. But what you can do, if you see the nail to start backing its way out, you can take a second nail and overlap it so that, you know, the two heads would overlap. So when you drive in the second nail, it pushes that first nail back down with it and will keep it in its place because the new nail is in fresh wood, so it'll stay there. And then you go ahead and, you know, cover over and sand it and spackle it, everything, make it nice and smooth to prime and paint. But a screw really is the best way because those won't back themselves out.
What do you think, in your professional opinion? I've listened to your show a lot, and just as a plug for you guys, thanks a lot for all of the helpful hints. But what do you think has caused those screws to pop like that, or nails, I should say?
Normal expansion and contraction. You know, the nails that are used to attach drywall have a glue coating on them. They're like a rosin coating. And when you drive the nail in, it's supposed to kind of stick on the wall, but it doesn't. And as the walls expand and contract, they very often will back out. It's really typical. It would be unusual for it, frankly, to not happen. But the key is that when it does happen, if you just drive it back in, it's going to happen all over again. But if you were to overlap the old nail head with the new nail head so that you're now creating sort of a second nail and a second nail hole that's holding it in place, that's effective. Or you pull out the drywall nail altogether and replace it with a drywall screw, and it will never pull out. The fact that you put the screw 2 or 3 inches from the old one, you know, will help keep that board tight, but it's not going to stop the drywall nail from expanding, contracting, and pushing itself back out, as you've learned. You really need to sort of reinforce it by overlapping the heads with a new nail.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. And I think from what I've seen, if we pull the old nail and put a screw in a ways away, I think that's the best solution, because then we don't have any possibility of anything happening there again and doing away with a situation completely.
Trial and error is the best, right?
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for the great show.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, adding on to your existing home, you know, maybe making the kitchen bigger, adding a bathroom, a family room, enlarging a bedroom, giving yourself a study, all of these can be a great way that you can stay in your home in your neighborhood for a lot less of, you know, hassle, time, expense. All of that is involved with moving and buying a bigger home. But it is a project that needs careful planning to make sure that it goes smoothly. We've got some tips on how to plan a beautiful new addition that's going to serve your family for years to come.
Okay, so to get started, there are three things you need to consider. First, dig out your home survey and review your property lines. The distance between your home and the property line will likely be restricted by local zoning laws. So understanding how close to the line your new addition can be will tell you how much space you have to work with.
Now, next, planning makes perfect, so bring on a design pro to help you make sure that the new addition complements your existing house. A good architect, a design build pro, they can definitely help. Don't just think about how you want to live in your addition. Also consider how it architecturally affects the look of your home from the outside and what it's going to do to your home's value. Plus, it's a lot less expensive to move those walls around on paper than it is once you've got that new foundation set.
Definitely. And once the design is set, your pro will be able to create a detailed set of drawings that list every element of the project, from precise measurements to a list of materials and products that will go into the home. Now, this is a really important key step, because with a set of carefully developed plans in hand, you'll be able to seek bids from qualified builders for the project. And most importantly, you'll know that every pro is bidding apples to apples, so you can fairly compare those estimates and make a decision.
Linda in Ohio, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I had an old garage torn down. So I had a prior cement pad, and I had a steel building put up. I have gaps now from the steel building is not, the metal is more like a corrugated. It's got a little ripple in it, and where it meets the floor, and they put a like 2x4 base around the inside to screw the metal to it. So I'm getting chipmunks in there and everything like that in between. What can I use to seal it but still keep it so when the cold weather comes, it expands like it needs to?
You must be having some pretty big gaps there if the chipmunks are getting into that.
Yeah.
How much space are we talking about?
Spots, it's not very big at all, but some it's like maybe 2 or 3 inches high.
Oh, wow.
Because the cement pad was not really leveled, or throughout the years, too, it could have sunk down in certain areas. I don't know whether to put like another board.
Yeah, so listen, if you've got 2 or 3 inches of gaps, you're going to have to add some additional sort of siding type materials to cover that gap. You could actually use additional galvanized metal and form it to fit in that space. If you have smaller gaps, those could be filled with, say, spray foam insulation, or you could use steel wool. Sometimes when we're trying to plug up little gaps, especially when it comes to rodent prevention, I'll have folks put steel wool in there that they're not apt to chew through. But you can't have a gap that big and not expect those types of animals to get by.
Awesome. I'll try that. The steel wool and the foam.
Good luck with that project, Linda. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Peter in Alaska, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you?
Well, I'm having trouble with my soil stack on my house, the main vent going out. In the wintertime, it freezes solid, and I don't know what to do about it.
Let's see. Tell me about the structure of your house. So the soil vent goes from your bathroom up through your attic into through the roof and out?
Correct. And it's a two-story house. It's very well insulated. I have R32 walls and R83 ceiling. And I have double walls in my house, and the attic is vented along the ridge, and it also has gable vents.
And is it freezing over it across the top of the vent?
No, it's down a little bit, and my vent is up high. I got it about 4 feet down from the peak of the roof, and it stands about 4 foot up from the roof.
I wonder if you were to insulate that soil pipe, whether it would be warm enough to prevent the freezing from forming down deep in it, if you were to insulate it right up to the point where it exits the roof.
I thought about that. I did that for our vent that's over the stove because I thought of the heat going up through there might condensate with the cold metal. So I did insulate that. So I was thinking maybe that would work. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a really easy thing to do. I would definitely think about giving that a shot because, you know, the moisture that's getting out there is obviously a lot of water vapor. And if we can keep that pipe from freezing, the less chance you're going to have to get that ice buildup. And then probably what happens is you get gurgly pipes because you're not getting any air out of it. Things don't flush right and all that.
Exactly. Yeah, we're concerned about it. And everything's heated. You know, our toilets are hot water.
I would try that. I would insulate it. It's a very easy thing to do, and you've already got a terrifically insulated house, so why not just extend it up the other side of the roof?
Yeah. All right. Thank you very much. I'll try that.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us. Just ahead, we share a way to build a fire pit or a raised garden bed or a seawall out of stone that's as easy as stacking blocks. So stick around.
Attention to those of you out there that want to keep your work-from-home lifestyle hassle-free. You know, when you work from home, sometimes you're a one-man show. That even means your own IT department. But what do you do if you're not IT savvy? Call My Computer Works. Let them be your IT department. And they're based right here in the United States. Call My Computer Works right now. Save $75 off your membership. Protect your computer from viruses, ransomware, and keep it running in tip-top shape so you can run your career and your business in tip-top shape. Let them do what they do best, which is keep your computer running perfectly. And you do what you do best, which is run your business, your life, and your career. Call right now and save $75 off your membership. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
back to school time with Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson. Memory Lane features timeless decor for the home or office, study, or dorm, with a variety of books to choose from, including old encyclopedia sets and classic novels, along with sports memorabilia. Memory Lane also offers vintage clothing, college collectibles and gear, classic lunchboxes, porcelain dolls, tin toys, and stuffed animals. You'll also find antique and upcycled furniture, including desks and dressers, and fusion paint and supplies for the do-it-yourselfer. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles features costume to classic jewelry, including necklaces, earrings, bracelets, anklets, and rings in a variety of styles and colors to choose from. They also feature a distinct Amish collection of items and gifts. Open Monday 10 to 6, closed Tuesday and Wednesday. Open Thursday through Saturday from 10 to 6, and Sunday open noon to 5. Memory Lane Antiques, Vintage, and Collectibles at 1773 Highway 273 in Anderson.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
At Cornerstone Community Bank, you're more than just a customer. You're our friends, neighbors, the local businesses where we shop, and the restaurants where we dine. Your success strengthens our community. Come meet our amazing teams in Redding, Red Bluff, and our newest location in Anderson, and find out why we are more than banking. Cornerstone Community Bank, member FDIC and equal housing lender.
Fall is the best time of the year to plant trees and shrubs. The nights are cooler and the ground is still warm, and this allows the roots to take hold and gives the plants a good start. Starting September 6th through the 21st, Gold Leaf Nursery's Big Fall Sale begins. Take advantage of their fall sale prices, and what a sale it's going to be. 40% off all 1 gallon through 24-inch box trees. Take 40% off all 1 gallon through 15-gallon shrubs, vines, and ground cover. The nursery is loaded with beautiful plants, shrubs, trees, perennials, and ground cover. Their roses, crepe myrtles, and verbenas are in bloom. They have a tasty selection of fruit trees and citrus with over 1,000 in stock and on sale. Come in and take advantage of this big fall sale. 40% off all shrubs and trees, 1 gallon or larger. Now in stock. Fall vegetable and fall color. Gold Leaf Nursery, 6186 Churn Creek Road, across from Tucker Oaks Golf Course and a quarter mile from Airport Road. Don't miss the big fall sale at Gold Leaf Nursery.
KCNR invites you to join us the second Friday of the month, starting at 8 a.m., for the Gorman Law Hour, featuring local attorney Patrick Gorman, a legal expert when it comes to injured workers, compensation claims, and employee claims. So, if you have a legal question or just wonder whether or not you have a legal issue or problem, talk to Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, during the Gorman Law Hour, starting at 8 a.m. the second Friday of the month on KCNR.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, if you've ever wanted to build a fire pit or a raised garden bed or even a seating wall out of stone, you're probably thinking that these projects may be way out of your DIY comfort zone.
Yep, and most of the time, you'd be right. But not if you build these projects using Ladera wall blocks by Pavestone. So with Ladera, creating these masonry masterpieces is really as easy as stacking blocks. With us to explain how the system works is Allison Hunt. Allison is the marketing director for Pavestone, which is a Quikrete company. Welcome, Allison.
Hey, Tom and Leslie. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm excited to talk about Ladera.
Now, you can't resist any product that's as easy to build as stacking blocks. We all grew up stacking blocks as a kid, and that's something that I think we never left the enjoyment of. But with Pavestone and Ladera, you can dry stack stone into a lot of amazing configurations, and it seems like it takes a lot less time than pretty much any other masonry project.
Absolutely. So our Ladera line was literally designed with that in mind, kind of translating that childhood joy into an adult project that you can use in your day-to-day life. And Ladera specifically, it kind of gives the appearance of dry stack stone. You do glue it together with some construction adhesive, but it's more stable, it's easier and faster to put together, and that fire pit that you were talking about earlier can actually be done in less than 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
We timed our guy Ted Woods doing it. It was crazy.
it's amazing.
Do you need any sort of interior structure that you're then surrounding this with? Are you building something first, or are these sort of structural in their own right?
They're structural in their own right with limitations. So the fire pit actually comes with like an insert just to protect from heat, those sorts of things. If you're building a raised garden bed, we do suggest landscape fabric, that sort of thing, just for the flow of water and all that kind of good stuff. But other than that, there's no special cut, taps, corner blocks required to complete the project.
So pretty much you have to prep the base and then start stacking and leveling the stones, and that's basically it, right?
Exactly. Yeah, the biggest piece is going to be to make sure that that base is stable and level on the bottom, because any kind of changes are going to reflect through the higher and higher you go with the wall. But as long as you've got a stable base, you should have a great project.
And you always have to glue them together, or if everything is pretty stable in your structure for this fire pit or that seat, you can leave it as is?
Everything is durable and can stand up to the elements, but we always do suggest and recommend to glue them together with adhesive, for sure.
And let's just clarify that, because we're not talking about smearing the entire block with a whole bunch of adhesive like you would if you were, saying, doing a floor tile. I mean, you're basically using a construction adhesive that comes in a caulk gun, and you're laying down a couple of beads, right?
Exactly. Just to run a couple of channels as points of connection. That's really all it is, and it just adds a layer of stability. But those blocks, once they're stacked, they're stable.
We're talking to Allison Hunt. She's the marketing director for Pavestone, about a product called Ladera that allows everybody to basically enjoy being a mason without the hassle. I mean, you can basically build fire pits, you can build kitchens, you can build walls. What are some of the cool things that you see people doing with Ladera?
One of the projects that I just saw put together was really awesome. It was actually a bar that they had used a granite countertop and then Ladera as the structural base for it. Another really cool project that I saw put together in Florida, of all places, was a seat wall. And it included some natural stone elements as the base of the seat to cover the interior seam. These pieces are cool. They come in one nominal size, but have seven different face fronts that all kind of incorporate false joints. So they mask any pattern repeat and make it really easy to get a customized look fairly quickly.
So you don't kind of have to pre-map out which pieces you're grabbing as you're putting things in on the face.
No, just as long as you're not putting two identical pieces next to each other, it's really just grab and go, glue and stack, if you will.
So where can we find Ladera? Where are they sold?
So we actually have a where to buy located on our website, and that website is www.pavestone.com.
All right, pavestone.com. Allison Hunt, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. This sounds like a really fun project to do.
It absolutely is, and I can't wait to see what people do with it outside of what we've just suggested.
All right, Allison Hunt from QuickCrete, thank you so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, if your home's electrical system is struggling to meet current demands, it might be time to consider installing a new electric panel. We're going to share five compelling reasons why upgrading your electric panel is a smart move when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit. Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrade. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials
with products including Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermafiber Fire and Sound Guard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project Tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project Tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO. Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with the new Super Flapper from Fluidmaster.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluidmaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You got a home improvement question and you don't know where to turn? Well, consider us your coach, your helper, or sometimes even your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, or fix-up. Join us on the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
There's a great reason to reach out to us here at the Money Pit. We've got an awesome prize up for grabs that's going to help you make your home look fantastic, inside or out, depending on where you choose to use it. We've got the Spread Rock Granite Stone Coating, which is an actual layer of rock that can be applied easily to your floor or your walls. You use it inside or out. You know, think your patio, walkway, garage, the bathroom, the basement, so many places you can use this. It's available in 7 colors. It's impact resistant and it's super durable. If you buy it, it's $149 for a 3-gallon size at Deich Coatings, HomeDepot.com, and Lowe's.com. But we do have it up for grabs to one lucky listener drawn at random.
Make that you. Reach out to us with your questions right now at MoneyPit.com/ask. Well, a new electric panel might not be on your radar, but it could benefit you in some unexpected ways. We've got 5 reasons that considering upgrading that panel is a good idea. First is enhanced safety. Now, older electric panels may not meet current safety standards and could pose a fire hazard. So a new panel with circuit breakers that trip reliably can definitely help prevent electrical fires and reduce the risk of electrical shocks.
Another reason is increased capacity. You know, a lot of older homes have electric panels with lower capacity, whereas modern households typically require more power due to increased use of electronics, appliances, HVAC systems. A higher capacity panel, like a 200 amperage system, is going to help your home handle that electrical load without overloading the circuits.
Now, you can also pick up some energy efficiency because new electrical panels also have new designs that include, for example, better insulation and improved wiring, which can reduce energy loss. Plus, there's a whole host of innovations you can take advantage of, like my favorite one are the arc fault circuit breakers. They can step up panel safety by actually preventing electrical fires caused by arcs or shorts in the wiring.
Yeah, another benefit is having lower costs because some insurance companies may actually offer lower premiums for homes with updated electrical systems because they pose a lower risk of electrical fires or failures. In addition, your purchase could qualify for up to a 30% or $600 in federal clean energy tax credits.
Finally, let's talk about selling the house because if you've got an upgraded electrical panel, it definitely puts you ahead of the competition. A modern panel is really an attractive feature to potential buyers for all the reasons we just said. So if you decide to sell your home, it's a good idea to upgrade that panel. Just be sure to consult with a qualified electrician before you take on this project to determine the best options for your particular place.
Wendy in Arkansas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Recently, I had a leak in my roof in my bedroom, and it started out just a water stain on the ceiling. It's approximately 12 inches wide, 24 inches long. But here recently, in the past few weeks, it looks like it's growing mold. It's a spot about the size of a dinner plate. That it's real dark black mold, so I'm concerned that it may be black mold. And I don't know if, is there something that I can do to fix this, like with primer or paint and, you know, maybe bleach or something to kill the mold? Or is it something, am I going to have to replace the sheetrock in the ceiling?
Well, first of all, do you think that you've dealt with the leak, that there's no longer a leak there?
Well, I have a metal roof, and I think what has happened is the rain, it came a really, really bad storm, and it was blowing all different directions, and I think the water actually blew up under the metal on the roof. I don't think it's actually a leak, because I haven't ever had any more
problems. So here's what you need to know. If your ceiling gets stained like that from a leak, you can't just paint over it because the stain will come through. So what you have to do first is you have to prime it. So get an alkyd-based primer or an oil-based primer, water or oil-based, it doesn't matter, and paint over that spot. Then once you've painted over with the primer, then you can put the finish coat on top of that. But the primer has to be done first. If you're concerned that it's mold and you want to make sure it's not, then I would take about a 15 to 20% bleach solution. So maybe like one part bleach, three parts water, something like that can make it a bit stronger. Spray it down in that moldy area, let it sit for 15 to 20 minutes, and then clean it off. And then proceed with the primer and the paint.
Okay. Like I said, I'm concerned. I can't, you know, see the other side of the sheetrock because there is no attic space.
Well, right now it's a fairly small spot, so let's just deal with that. And move on. I wouldn't make a bigger problem out of it just yet. We think the leak was a one-time situation, so now we just have to deal with this. You know, it's most likely a leak stain that you're looking at and not mold.
I'm pretty sure it's mold. It's one spot, it does look, you know, fuzzy, like, you know, it's a white.
There's a product called a 5-minute mold test, and it's actually a swab within almost like a little tubey thing, and you just swab the area that you think is mold and pop it in there, and you'll actually get a reading within 5 minutes telling you if it's mold. And I think, does it also tell you the type of mold, Tom?
I think it might, and they have a consulting service, too, that they'll follow up with you on the result and tell you what they recommend you do about it.
Okay. Well, great. That certainly helps. I'll give it a try.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Harry in Arkansas on the line who wants to talk about water heating. What can we do for you today?
I heard you talking about the waterless water heater the other day, and I was curious. Suppose, you know, that I understand the principle of it, but I got a family of about 6 or 7 or 8, and plus visiting, plus the home folks, and I'm wondering about the recovery on those. How rapid can they recover to take care of, for example, everybody taking a bath in the morning before running off to school?
Yeah, they actually recover quicker than a tanked water heater. And there's no problem with using them for a big family. I mean, heck, they're used for hotels all the time. And the nice thing about tankless water heaters is that they're essentially on demand. So as long as you've got water flow, you're going to have hot water flow. And you just want to make sure that it's sized correctly, because they're like any type of water heater. They're purchased based on how many bathrooms that you have and how many other, you know, points of plumbing in the house that are going to need it, whether you have, you know, one kitchen, you have a tub and a slop sink, perhaps in your laundry room, that kind of thing. So as long as it's sized properly and installed properly, you won't have any problem. Now, do you have natural gas on this home?
No, we are in an electric home.
Ah, okay, that changes the answer. So electric tankless water heaters are not going to deliver near the efficiency that a gas-fired tankless water heater would. So I would not recommend an electric tankless water heater. In that case, what I would suggest you take a look at is a fairly new technology called a heat pump water heater. Now, a heat pump water heater uses the same heating cooling technology in traditional heat pumps, but they use it to cool, to heat the water in a water heater. So that can give you a pretty healthy supply of water, of hot water that could stand up to, that could serve all of those bathrooms in your home, but it will keep the cost down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate your answer.
You're welcome, Henry. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, a new vacuum might not be the most glamorous thing that you buy, but this purchase can make your life a whole heck of a lot easier. We're going to share what options make the most sense after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. from my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, or North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Help yourself first by reaching out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
David reached out to Team Money Pit saying, my kitchen tile has a small chip in it. I have no more tiles left, so how can I repair that chip without replacing the whole tile?
That's an interesting problem, and it's certainly one that happens to a lot of us. So I'll give you a trick of the trade for this, David. And it comes down to this, porcelain glaze. If you go to a home center or a hardware store
Or someplace that sells recycled plumbing fixtures, they'll have this as well. And go and find the collection of porcelain glazes. They usually have glazes in all the standard colors. And they're designed for tubs and sinks, but they work perfectly on ceramic tiles. Now, if you can't find the exact color, remember you can mix two colors together. And once you find one that matches, you can use that to fill in the gap. Now, if the chip is deep, you want to do it in two applications, but it'll give you a hard, durable surface that will really adhere well to the old tile, and it will last quite a long time.
You know, David, I think it's important to say we're talking about a glazed tile here. And, you know, for everybody out there, there's differences. There's glazed tiles, there's unglazed tiles, which are definitely just the clay body, and then that sort of takes on that natural look. But a glazed tile does have this layer of glaze on top of that clay, and that's what's chipped off. So definitely using this porcelain glaze and building it up in layers to sort of fill in that chip is hugely helpful. I mean, in a pinch, I remember one time chipping a tile in the bathroom right before a party, and I had a nail polish that was white, and I just kind of filled it in little by little. You know, did it last forever? No, but it did the trick.
Well, you guys need a new vacuum. It may not be the most glamorous thing you could buy for yourself, but this purchase can make your life a whole lot easier. Leslie has tips to help pick the one that's best for you in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, first of all, you want to start with your floor type. If you've got wall-to-wall carpets, a classic upright is probably going to do the trick. Now, a canister vacuum is a good choice for homes with a mix of carpet and hardwood, but they can be tough to lug around. And you've got to consider attachments when you're making your purchase. Now, you also need to think about what affects the vacuum prices, and those attachments definitely could do so. So if you don't have drapes and you don't need that drapery attachment, don't get it. Now, from there, know about the filtration. Vacuums that collect to a bag offer almost none of it. If keeping particles out of the air is important, you want to look for a vacuum that has a high-efficiency particle air filter. You're going to know that as a HEPA filter for short. It absorbs more than 99% of larger particles, which is great if you have a household with allergies in there. Also, speaking of allergies, you want to steer clear of those bagless vacuums if you're prone to having allergies, because emptying that vacuum's bin is just going to expose you to all of the collected dust and debris. And finally, make sure that you test drive a vacuum before you buy it to make sure that it pushes and pulls all the ways that you like to use it, because once you get that vacuum, you're going to be using it for a long time, so make sure you love it.
Yeah, and you want it to last a long time, too, so it's worth splurging a little bit and getting a really good quality machine.
Do you know, Tom, the vacuum I have, you bought for me.
I did?
You gave me a gift card a million years ago for my birthday
oh.
or for Christmas, and I swear I have had this vacuum, I'm going to say 14, 15 years.
Awesome.
And I love it.
And what was that?
Yeah.
Was that the Miele?
It's the Miele.
Yeah, M-I-E-L-E.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's a canister one. It's awesome.
Yeah, I think we have the same one. It works great. And you know how I can tell, especially you can as well, is when you have to empty it to see how much pet hair is in that darn thing, right?
Yeah, it's a good one.
It really works well. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, speaking of floors, hardwood floors are one of the most desirable floors for both durability and the value they add to a house. But the finishes do wear, and they need to be replaced from time to time. And that can be a big project that might best be left to a pro. We're going to share tips on how best to get that project done on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Police in Kentucky reporting an active shooter situation this evening near Interstate 75 in London, Kentucky, where numerous persons have been shot in traffic. The incident occurred around 9 miles outside of London when officers were called for reports of multiple vehicles being fired upon near I-75 in Laurel County. The shots reportedly coming from a wooded area or an overpass. Former President Donald Trump rallied supporters in Wisconsin ahead of his Tuesday to presidential debate.
Republican Donald Trump said he's the best candidate to become president.
From the moment we take back the White House from Comrade Kamala Harris, I believe we are going to have the four greatest years in the history of our country. We're going to turn it around fast.
Meanwhile, he's scheduled to debate Democratic Vice President Kamala Harris on Tuesday. She spent the day prepping and campaigning in Pennsylvania.
It's time to bring our country together. Chart a new way forward.
I'm Julie Walker.
Also at townhall.com, second seed Arianna Sabalenka has beaten Jessica Pegula to claim the women's championship at the U.S. Open.
Sabalenka closed out her first U.S. Open win, bouncing back from her New York final loss to Coco Gauff last year, but it took 1 hour and 53 minutes of hard-hitting tennis to eventually prevail over a determined Pegula, who showed a lot of composure, fighting back from early service breaks in both sets to force Sabalenka to work hard for the 7-5, 7-5 win. In the end, it was the sheer power of Sabalenka that prevailed. 40 winners, including six aces, a telling factor. It was Sabalenka's third major title, joining her two Australian Open crowns. I'm Graham Agars.
Murder charges filed against the father of a 14-year-old boy accused of a Georgia school shooting followed the successful prosecution of two parents in Michigan. James and Jennifer Crumley were held responsible for a similar tragedy at a school north of Detroit some time ago. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Well, summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it wherever you're hurting. Back, neck, joints or muscles. In 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
Correspondent Ed Donahue reports on a new effort to stop and eradicate the creation and molding of machine guns through large 3D printers.
That pounding, repetitive sound of automatic weapon fire has hit the streets of this nation like jackhammers.
ATF Director Steve Dettelbach says small pieces of plastic and metal from machine gun conversion devices transform weapons into illegal homemade machine guns. 3D printing technology is being used in the transformation. Deputy Attorney General Lisa Monaco says law enforcement can't do this alone.
Combating this threat will take all of us.
The call is out to help to software developers, technology experts, and leaders in the 3D printing industry. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Our thanks to Ed Donahue for that report. You'll always find breaking news and analysis, more stories, and full details at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. The Eastern Band of Cherokee Indians is now selling marijuana and cannabis products to anyone 21 and older.
Sales began Saturday at the Tribone Dispensary in North Carolina, with a spokesman calling it history in the making. The outlet started July 4th to sell the products for recreational use to adults enrolled in the tribe or other federally recognized tribes. Marijuana possession or use is otherwise illegal in North Carolina. The tribe can pass rules related to cannabis as a sovereign nation. Jason Walker reporting.
A wave of odd-colored lobsters has shown up in fishers' traps, supermarkets, seafood tanks, and scientists' laboratories over the last year.
The funky-colored crustaceans inspire headlines that trumpet their rarity, with the blue-hued cotton candy-colored critters described as 1 in 100 million. More on these stories and full analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. $1 from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
With my schedule. I've tried to find other work, but I'm 68 now. No one wants to hire someone that old. This week is tough, though, because I had to get my tooth fixed. So I only have $10 in my checking account. But it will be okay. I at least have food because of this pantry. Millions of people face hunger. Some every day, just like Donna. The Feeding America network of food banks helps provide over 6 billion meals to people in need each year. Learn more at feedingamerica.org. Feeding America, 200 food banks strong.
Does your business serve the elderly and their caregivers? In our area, there are hundreds of thousands of people either receiving or providing senior care, and they need to know about you. A unique and successful radio program called Senior Care Live is the perfect opportunity to let your target audience know about your amazing products and services. Senior Care Live is currently adding a limited number of partner sponsors, and if you're aligned with their mission, they want to talk to you. They're interested in partnering with hospital organizations, physician groups, home care providers, estate planning and elder law practices, financial advisors, insurance companies, real estate brokers, home health agencies, and other providers serving the elderly and their caregivers. Senior Care Live has a limited number of partner sponsor opportunities, so call now at 913-945-2800. 913-945-2800 or visit SeniorCareLive.com. SeniorCareLive.com.
Attention business owners. 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are, number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
A careless driver can change your life in an instant. Do you know what to do or who to call?
If you've been injured in a motor vehicle accident and don't have an attorney, call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free consultation. We can answer all of your questions and estimate the potential value of your case. Call Auto Accident Help Desk and connect with an expert personal injury attorney.
Call 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811.
Don't worry how to handle your medical bills, lost wages, and pain. We will get you the money you deserve.
They got me way more than the insurance company offered.
The consultation is free, and you don't pay any legal fees unless we win or settle your case. Make the smart call if you've been injured in an auto accident. Call Auto Accident Help Desk for a free legal consultation.
Call 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811. 800-990-6811.
Auto Accident Help Desk.
LEAD, Law Enforcement Against Drugs and Violence, is the most rapidly growing drug and violence prevention charity in the United States. By using an evidence-based, tested, and proven effective curricula taught by law enforcement and educators, LEAD's school-based anti-drug and anti-violence program empowers children to make the right decisions about drugs, violence, alcohol, and bullying. Learn more about LEAD at leadrugs.org or follow us at We Are LEAD, sponsored by LEAD Incorporated.
Doctors Without Borders is delivering life-saving medical care where it's needed most in communities around the world. From bandaging war-wounded patients in Sudan to providing clean drinking water in Haiti, we're in more than 70 countries worldwide, bringing patients from sick to recovering, from emergency to aid, from crisis to care. This life-saving care is made possible by a global movement of supporters like you. Thank you.
The Affordable Connectivity Program ended this past June, but a company is committed to keeping customers connected.
Verizon Forward keeps eligible consumers of low-income households connected by giving them access to fast, reliable speeds of Verizon Home Internet at an affordable price, as low as $20 a month. New or existing qualifying customers can enroll following these three steps. Pick your plan, check your eligibility, and start saving. Some restrictions apply. See if you qualify to save with Verizon Forward at Verizon.com/Verizon Forward.
The word never carries a lot of weight. Never forget, never settle, never surrender. And now Dodge is proud to announce Never Lift, the full throttle rally cry of stepping on the gas and never letting up. With the 475 horsepower Durango SRT 392 and the muscle car dynamic duo Dodge Charger and Challenger, and the introduction of Dodge Power Brokers, your official dealer for legendary direct connection performance parts. For more on the Never Lift mindset, go to Dodge.com. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Money Pit is presented by Wagner Sprayers, Pavestone, and Deich Coatings. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
And you're listening to episode 2445, 2445. So listen when you want by following the show at moneypit.com/podcast. But let's get to what we are doing here, because it's our job to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. So what are you planning for this weekend? Is there a project you'd like to get done? Is there help that you need solving a DIY dilemma? Do you have a decor situation you need some challenges? Are you tired of staring at the paint chips? That's what happens to me, Leslie. Stare at the paint chips and make a decision, and then the next day I look at them and I make a different decision. So that's why sometimes I call you for advice on that. But whatever it is, whatever's on your to-do list, you can move it right to ours when you reach out to us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or just go to moneypit.com/ask. Coming up on today's show, if your home is getting tight, your growing family, an addition could be a great move. We're going to share tips on how to plan for that project to make sure the new space serves you and your family for many years to come.
And if you've ever wanted to build a fire pit or a raised garden bed or a seat wall out of stone, well, you'd probably be thinking that these projects would be way out of your DIY comfort zone. But, you guys, there's a way to create these masonry masterpieces that's super easy. I mean, just like stacking blocks. We are going to share that new product innovation with you in a bit.
And if your home's electrical system is straining to keep up with demand, a new electric panel might be in your future. We're going to share 5 reasons why upgrading the panel in your home may make perfect sense.
But first, do you feel like you're in a constant game of tug-of-war with your house and your house is winning? Well, we're here to help you take back the lead from advice to answers to hot new products. We are your one-stop shopping for all things DIY.
So call us right now. That number again is 1-888-MONEYPIT. That's 888-666-3974. Or better yet, just go to moneypit.com/ask. Click the blue microphone button. You can record your question. It will come instantly to us for the quickest possible response. So let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Cody in Texas, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, ma'am. I was calling because I'm having a problem with scorpions and bugs and stuff. And I was going to see if you could recommend an economical way to treat them both inside and out. You know, we've used commercial businesses in the past to come in and spray. That's just not in the budget right now. And I've tried 7 dust granules outside and just wanted to see if you could recommend anything that would be good inside and out.
Well, if you're concerned about spiders, there's a new product out called Miss Muffet's Revenge that's made by the Wet and Forget company that's inexpensive and can keep them out for a year. But I don't think that's going to keep the scorpions out.
Okay.
You know, one natural product that folks have reported good success with is boric acid. And boric acid can be applied a number of ways. You can sprinkle the powder. You can mix the powder with water and spray it. But you have to remember that it doesn't kill on contact. It essentially kind of messes with the skeleton system of the scorpion and causes them to die from dehydration. So it's more a preventative than it is sort of an immediate use, an immediate result product.
Spray it around the foundation on the exterior of the home. Obviously, wouldn't want to spray that inside, or would it be okay to spray inside?
Well, you could spray it inside as well. It's pretty safe to spray inside and outside.
Yeah, another natural oil that they just don't seem to like for whatever reason is cedar oil. So if you mix cedar oil with water and then spray that around your perimeter, or if you've got gaps or cracks, you know, in your foundation or on your interior, you can use that as well. They also don't like lavender. So if you plant some lavender around your foundation, they'll tend to stay away.
Awesome. I appreciate the help, guys. Y'all have a great rest of the day.
Cody, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.
All right, we're heading out to Delaware where Mary's got a question about a roof. What's going on at your money pit?
I have a 2-story house with 3-tab shingles that are 25 years old, and I'm about to replace them with the architectural. I have an attic fan currently. It's about 30 years old, and I don't really have to keep that. But my question is regarding a replacement attic fan versus the ridge vent.
So we would definitely recommend a ridge vent over a replacement attic fan for a lot of reasons. Here's why. In the summer, many times folks will install attic fans to try to cool their attic, thinking that it will lower their cooling costs. But what generally happens is when an attic fan kicks on, it will depressurize your attic. And then it needs to replace that negative pressure. So what will happen is it will reach down into your house and actually pull some of that air-conditioned air up into the attic. Now, how that happens is interesting. It'll pull it out from gaps around, say, where your attic door is, or it'll pull it through the walls, through gaps around plumbing pipes or electrical wires or outlets that go through. There's usually some sort of thermal connection between the inside and the outside. And by using an attic fan, you're going to potentially drive the cooling costs up, not down. A better option is a ridge vent, a continuous ridge vent that goes down the peak of the entire roof, and that will exhaust attic air. But the ridge vent should always be matched with soffit vents at the overhang of the roof so that the air will enter down low on the roof, roll up underneath the roof sheathing, and then exit at the ridge. And that sort of convective loop will do a much better job of keeping your attic cool than an attic fan, and it will not drive up your cooling costs.
And you close off the current attic fan.
That's right. I would actually, if you are going to be replacing your roof, I would simply take that whole fan out, tap off the wires, and disconnect it. You don't need it.
Okay. The other question is, I also have a whole house fan, which I rarely use. Can you still use a whole house fan with the ridge vent?
Yeah, absolutely. Now, let's talk about the difference between a whole house fan and an attic fan. An attic fan is just that. It draws air out of the attic. A whole house fan is mounted generally on the ceiling of the upper floor of the house, and it's going to draw air from your house itself, push it up into the attic where it'll be exhausted. Now, the key with a whole house fan is you have to have enough exhaust ventilation up in the attic. If you end up having a continuous ridge vent and continuous soft vents, I think you probably will have plenty of exhaust ventilation up there in the attic. I would suggest, if you don't have it already, to put that whole house fan on a timer, because it's really effective, especially at night when you can set it for an hour or so when you're going to sleep, to kind of keep that air moving through the house, and then it'll just go off by the time you fall asleep and the air gets cooler.
Vents in the eaves of the house, which were built in the house, are they closed off when you get the ridge vent?
Generally, yes. Those small vents that are on the ends of the gable walls, you do want to close those off and make sure you have continuous soffit and ridge vents, because you'll get some turbulence between the ridge vent and that end gable vent that can impact the flow of the air. All right, Mary?
All right. Hopefully that's what I need, and I'm about to call a contractor tomorrow.
All right, and now you know what to get done. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Happy Labor Day weekend, everybody. Hope you guys are getting in your last bits of summer, relaxing at home, enjoying your family and friends, maybe even tackling a project. Well, whatever it is you are doing, we hope you are enjoying yourselves, and we wish you guys the best. Coming up, is your home feeling a little tight for your growing family? Have you sorted, organized, reorganized, but you finally have decided that you just need some more space? Well, adding a beautiful new addition could be the move for you. We're going to have some tips on how you can plan to make sure the new space serves you for many years to come next.
You live in a money pit.
Introducing the new Super Flapper from Fluid Master. Stop guessing. This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or a 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money today and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today. FluidMaster is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Available now at Home Depot exclusively. For any questions, call 1-800-631-2011 or go to superflapper.com.
This fall, make your home stand out with a stunning upgrade from Deich Coatings. Spread Rock Speckled Granite Coating adds a beautiful, durable finish to your porch, steps, or walkway. It's perfect for basement floors, accent walls, and pool decks, and available in mocha, anvil, and ice gray.
Made from real stone, Spread Rock goes on easily, transforming your space with a rich granite stone look. Plus, it's affordable, just $55 a gallon with free shipping. Elevate your home today. Visit DeichCoatings.com and order Spread Rock now. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy, whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look. DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy.
Perfect for seat walls, lighting columns, and more, Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for that customized natural dry stack look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease.
To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com.
Well, if you're looking to re-roof this year, a quality metal roof offers some of the best protection against extreme conditions. Metal roofs can withstand hurricane-force winds and protect against hail, rain, snow, and ice. In the summertime, they save energy, keep you cooler, and help safeguard against wildfire. So if you're looking for maximum performance for your home wherever you live, check out the durability, beauty, and long-lasting worry-free protection of a new metal roof. Visit metalroofing.com for more information.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wallblock from Pavestone. Ladera Wallblock, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, guys, what are you working on this weekend? You have a home improvement question, but you just don't know who to ask? Well, consider us your coach, your helper, your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, fix-up. Because, you know, we get it. Sometimes you just have to talk about it. And we're here to talk about it. So join us on the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast, and we'll talk about it.
Hey, guys, if you reach out to us right now with your home improvement question, we will put your name in the Money Pit hard hat for a great product we're giving away. It's from Deich Coatings. It's called Spread Rock Granite Stone Coating. It's an actual layer of rock that can be applied easily to floors or walls. Now, you can use this inside or out to resurface porches, steps, patios, walkways, garage floors, even baths or basements, and more. It comes in 7 colors. It's impact-resistant and super durable. It's worth $149. It's a 3-gallon size, and it's available at DeichCoatings.com, HomeDepot.com, and Lowe's.com. But we're giving away the Spread Rock Granite Stone Coating to one lucky listener. Make that you. Reach out to us with your questions right now at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
Bob in South Dakota is dealing with a drywall issue. What's going on at your house?
We have a 1990s home, and we had sheetrock nails that were put in that began popping, mainly toward the ceiling area and corners, inside corners especially. And we had a contractor redo some. We redid some ourselves. One of the things they did and we did is we just drove the nails in and covered them and put a screw maybe 2 to 3 inches from it, but the nails reappeared after we did it. What's the answer?
Well, it would if he just drove it back in and didn't put a second nail that overlaps it.
Well, and then it's in the same hole, so it's given the same movement area. Now, what Tom mentioned with the second nail is, you're right, putting a screw in, a screw is a great way to do that, but if you're putting the screw in, I would have taken out the nail instead of giving it the space to come back out. But what you can do, if you see the nail to start backing its way out, you can take a second nail and overlap it so that, you know, the two heads would overlap. So when you drive in the second nail, it pushes that first nail back down with it and will keep it in its place because the new nail is in fresh wood, so it'll stay there. And then you go ahead and, you know, cover over and sand it and spackle it, everything, make it nice and smooth to prime and paint. But a screw really is the best way because those won't back themselves out.
What do you think, in your professional opinion? I've listened to your show a lot, and just as a plug for you guys, thanks a lot for all the helpful hints. But what do you think has caused those screws to pop like that, or nails, I should say?
Normal expansion and contraction. You know, the nails that are used to attach drywall have a glue coating on them. They're like a rosin coating. And when you drive the nail in, it's supposed to kind of stick on the wall, but it doesn't. And as the walls expand and contract, they very often will back out. It's really typical. It would be unusual, frankly, to not happen. But the key is that when it does happen, if you just drive it back in, it's going to happen all over again. But if you were to overlap the old nail head with the new nail head so that you're now creating sort of a second nail and a second nail hole that's holding it in place, that's effective. Or you pull out the drywall nail altogether and replace it with a drywall screw, and it will never pull out. The fact that you put the screw 2 or 3 inches from the old one, you know, will help keep that board tight, but it's not going to stop the drywall nail from expanding, contracting, and pushing itself back out, as you've learned. You really need to sort of reinforce it by overlapping the heads with a new nail.
Okay. Yeah, that sounds good. And I think from what I've seen, if we pull the old nail and put a screw in a ways away, I think that's the best solution, because then we don't have any possibility of anything happening there again and doing away with a situation completely.
Trial and error is the best, right?
Absolutely. Thank you guys so much. Thank you for the great show.
All right. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Well, adding on to your existing home, you know, maybe making the kitchen bigger, adding a bathroom, a family room, enlarging a bedroom, giving yourself a study, All of these can be a great way that you can stay in your home in your neighborhood for a lot less of, you know, hassle, time, expense. All of that is involved with moving and buying a bigger home. But it is a project that needs careful planning to make sure that it goes smoothly. We've got some tips on how to plan a beautiful new addition that's going to serve your family for years to come.
Okay, so to get started, there are three things you need to consider. First, dig out your home survey and review your property lines. The distance between your home and the property line will likely be restricted by local zoning laws. So understanding how close to the line your new addition can be will tell you how much space you have to work with.
Now, next, planning makes perfect. So bring on a design pro to help you make sure that the new addition complements your existing house. A good architect, a design build pro, they can definitely help. Don't just think about how you want to
live at the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I won't be lying.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night, through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
Hi friends, RC here with Tobacco and Brew, highlighting this month's Cigar of the Humidor. Oxum by Foundation Cigars. One of our new favorites, Oxum delivers with an Ecuadorian Sumatra wrapper, Connecticut broadleaf binder, Nicaraguan filler, described with notes of rain-soaked hardwood, sweet molasses bread, and toasted nutmeg with a definite medium to full profile. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
Shasta College will hold its annual Harvest Fest Fall Showcase and fundraiser at Ross Ranch on Saturday, September 21st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Harvest Fest proceeds directly support students in the agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment operations programs. Tickets can be purchased in advance on Eventbrite, $40 per person, or at the door, $50 per person. Call 530-520-2427565 for more information or to reserve tickets.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens.
Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke, and we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300 a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You know, the moisture that's getting out there is obviously a lot of water vapor, and if we can keep that pipe from freezing, the less chance you're going to have to get that ice buildup. And then probably what happens is you get gurgly pipes because you're not getting any air out of it. Things don't flush right and all that.
Exactly. Yeah, we're concerned about it. And everything's heated. You know, our toilets are hot water.
I would try that. I would insulate it. It's a very easy thing to do, and you've already got a terrifically insulated house, so why not just extend it up the other side of the roof?
Yeah. All right, thank you very much. I'll try that.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
This is the Money Pit. Thanks so much for joining us. Just ahead, we share a way to build a fire pit or a raised garden bed or a seawall out of stone that's as easy as stacking blocks. So stick around.
Attention to those of you out there that want to keep your work-from-home lifestyle hassle-free. You know, when you work from home, sometimes you're a one-man show. That even means your own IT department. But what do you do if you're not IT savvy? Call My Computer Works. Let them be your IT department. And they're based right here in the United States. Call My Computer Works right now. Save $75 off your membership. Protect your computer from viruses, ransomware, and keep it running in tip-top shape so you can run your career and your business in tip-top shape. Let them do what they do best, which is keep your computer running perfectly. And you do what you do best, which is run your business, your life, and your career. Call right now and save $75 off your membership. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. 800-443-4996. That's 800-443-4996.
Attention business owners, 3,076 businesses are shutting their doors every single day. There are three things holding you back from doubling your sales in the next 12 months. They are number one, the Great Resignation. 47 million Americans voluntarily left their job last year. Your staff are harder to find than ever before. Number two, the Clutter Factor. 3.8 billion social media pages are competing for the attention of your prospects. No wonder they aren't listening to your marketing efforts. Number three, the Death of the Salesman. 97% of your prospects feel salespeople are too pushy today. Hello, I'm Amanda Holmes. I've just released an updated version of my father's cult classic book, The Ultimate Sales Machine. If you'd like to double your sales in the next 12 months, download a free chapter of the book at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book. Our clients call it the chapter that changes lives. Get your proven roadmap to doubling sales at ultimatesalesmachine.com/book.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman.
Representing the largest shift in Intel's CPU design in more than 40 years, Intel Core Ultra-powered laptops bring generative AI capabilities to your device itself, instead of relying heavily on the cloud. This makes it more personalized, as it's analyzing your data, plus it's faster and more secure. Laptops with the Ultra Core badge means it doesn't just have a CPU for computational work, and often a GPU for rendering graphics, but now an NPU, or Neural Processing Unit, for handling AI tasks. Imagine asking your laptop, show me the email where I was promised a raise, or where are my wedding photos? In other words, you'll be able to get more done in less time with Intel Core Ultra. Plus, it's billed as Intel's most power-efficient processor, as it consumes less electricity and extends battery life significantly. More info is at intel.com/coreultra.
That was your Tech It Out Minute.
60 seconds of service. This 60 seconds of service is presented by T-Mobile. T-Mobile offers exclusive discounts for veteran and military families and are proud supporters of the National Defense Network. Visit T-Mobile.com/military to learn more about how they support our military community. In Minneapolis, local veterans, family, and community members learned how to help veterans in crisis during a Veterans Affairs SAVE lecture last Monday. SAVE stands for S, signs of suicidal thinking should be recognized. A, ask the most important question of all. V, validate the veteran's experience. And E, encourage treatment and expedite getting help. The training was led by Andrea Perry, a community engagement coordinator on the Minneapolis Veterans Suicide Prevention Team. Today's 60 Seconds of Service is brought to you by Prevagen.
Prevagen is the number one pharmacist recommended memory support brand. You can find Prevagen in the vitamin aisle in stores everywhere.
Would Kamala's proposed raise in corporate tax affect you, the consumer? The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet. Kamala's proposing raising corporate tax rates from 21 to 28%. Corporations are the ones selling stuff and providing services. By raising taxes, they raise the prices on things that they sell to you. Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, if you've ever wanted to build a fire pit or a raised garden bed or even a seating wall out of stone, you're probably thinking that these projects may be way out of your DIY comfort zone.
Yep, and most of the time, you'd be right. But not if you build these projects using Ladera wall blocks by Pavestone. So with Ladera, creating these masonry masterpieces is really as easy as stacking blocks. With us to explain how the system works is Allison Hunt. Allison is the marketing director for Pavestone, which is a Quikrete company. Welcome, Allison.
Hey, Tom and Leslie. Thank you so much for having me today. I'm excited to talk about Ladera.
Now, you can't resist any product that's as easy to build as stacking blocks. We all grew up stacking blocks as a kid, and that's something that I think we never left the enjoyment of. But with Pavestone and Ladera, you can dry stack stone into a lot of amazing configurations, and it seems like it takes a lot less time than pretty much any other masonry project.
Absolutely. So our Ladera line was literally designed with that in mind, kind of translating that childhood joy into an adult project that you can use in your day-to-day life. And Ladera specifically, it kind of gives the appearance of dry stack stone. You do glue it together with some construction adhesive, but it's more stable, it's easier and faster to put together, and that fire pit that you were talking about earlier can actually be done in less than 5 minutes.
Oh, wow.
We timed our guy Ted Woods doing it. It was crazy.
Wow, that's amazing.
Do you need any sort of interior structure that you're then surrounding this with? Are you building something first, or are these sort of structural in their own right?
They're structural in their own right with limitations. So the fire pit actually comes with like an insert just to protect from heat. Those sorts of things. If you're building a raised garden bed, we do suggest landscape fabric, that sort of thing, just for the flow of water and all that kind of good stuff. But other than that, there's no special cut, caps, corner blocks required to complete the project.
So pretty much you have to prep the base and then start stacking and leveling the stones, and that's basically it, right?
Exactly. Yeah, the biggest piece is going to be to make sure that base is stable and level on the bottom, because any kind of changes are going to reflect through the higher and higher you go with the wall. But as long as you've got a stable base, you should have a great project.
And you always have to glue them together, or if everything is pretty stable in your structure for this fire pit or that seat, you can leave it as is?
Everything is durable and can stand up to the elements, but we always do suggest and recommend to glue them together with adhesive, for sure.
And let's just clarify that, because we're not talking about smearing the entire block with a whole bunch of adhesive like you would if you were, saying, doing a floor tile. I mean, you're basically using a construction adhesive that comes in a caulk gun, and you're laying down a couple of beads, right?
Exactly. Just to run a couple of channels as points of connection. That's really all it is, and it just adds a layer of stability. But those blocks, once they're stacked, they're stable.
We're talking to Allison Hunt. She's the marketing director for Pavestone, about a product called Ladera that allows everybody to basically enjoy being a mason without the hassle. I mean, you can basically build fire pits. You can build kitchens. You can build walls. What are some of the cool things that you see people doing with Ladera?
One of the projects that I just saw put together was really awesome. It was actually a bar that they had used a granite countertop and then Ladera as the structural base for it. Another really cool project that I saw put together in Florida, of all places, was a seat wall. and it included some natural stone elements as the base of the seat to cover the interior seam. These pieces are cool. They come in one nominal size but have seven different face fronts that all kind of incorporate false joints, so they mask any pattern repeat and make it really easy to get a customized look fairly quickly.
So you don't kind of have to pre-map out which pieces you're grabbing as you're putting things in on the face.
No, just as long as you're not putting two identical pieces next to each other, it's really just grab and go, glue and stack, if you will.
So where can we find Ladera? Where are they sold?
So we actually have a where to buy located on our website, and that website is www.pavestone.com.
All right, pavestone.com. Allison Hunt, thank you so much for stopping by the Money Pit. This sounds like a really fun project to do.
It absolutely is, and I can't wait to see what people do with it outside of what we've just suggested.
All right, Allison Hunt from QuickCrete, thank you so much for joining us here on the Money Pit. Coming up, if your home's electrical system is struggling to meet current demands, it might be time to consider installing a new electric panel. We're going to share five compelling reasons why upgrading your electric panel is a smart move when the Money Pit returns.
You live in the Money Pit.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie, and one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Up to 90% of homes are under-insulated. The good news is that insulation technology has never been better. Now is a great time to learn more about how insulating your home can help increase comfort, save on cooling and heating costs, and how you might qualify for up to $1,200 in tax credits. Owens Corning is a leader in global building and construction materials with products including PINK Next-Gen Fiberglass Insulation, Thermafiber Fire and SoundGuard Plus, and Duration Series Shingles. They'll be visiting local home improvement retailers this summer with their Champion Your Project tour. They'll share with homeowners and pros alike tips on insulation, roofing, and other home improvement ideas that help make a home a better place to be. Learn time-saving tips, talk to Owens Corning experts, and get hands-on demos. They'll also provide product education in storm-impacted communities. Look for the Owens Corning Champion Your Project tour in your area or visit owenscorning.com/OCUPRO to learn more. That's owenscorning.com/OCUPRO. Have you noticed your toilet running? Well, stop wasting all that water by replacing the old toilet flapper with a new super flapper from Fluid Master.
This innovative new design replaces either a 2-inch or 3-inch flapper and takes just minutes to install. Start saving money and stop watching your cash get flushed down the toilet. Fix that old, noisy running toilet today.
Fluid Master is the brand that pros have trusted for 67 years. Super Flapper is available exclusively at Home Depot. Learn more at superflapper.com. That's superflapper.com. Adding a textured surface to walls and ceilings in your home used to be a frustrating and messy project, but DAP's 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture makes this job super easy. Whether you're taking on a repair and need to match an existing surface or creating a new look, DAP's spray texture makes it easy to apply an orange peel, knockdown, or popcorn texture to walls or ceilings with professional results.
DAP's aerosol cans feature a patent-pending AimTech technology that offers a 60-degree adjustable nozzle to easily apply a beautiful textured finish to vertical, overhead, and those hard-to-reach areas, delivering a fast-drying, excellent texture match for maximum coverage and truly professional results. Plus, each 25-ounce aerosol can covers up to 130 square feet and costs less than $30.
The 2-in-1 wall and ceiling spray texture by DAP makes spray texture application easier and more accurate, an ideal choice for both pros and DIYers. Go to DAP.com to find a retailer near you.
The Money Pit is presented by Angie. Angie's List is now Angie, your home for everything home. However you want your next project done, Angie helps you get it done. Download the Angie app today or visit Angie.com.
You are listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
You got a home improvement question and you don't know where to turn? Consider us your coach, your helper, or sometimes even your home improvement therapist for all things remodeling, decor, or fix-up. Join us on the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast.
There's a great reason to reach out to us here at the Money Pit. We've got an awesome prize up for grabs that's going to help you make your home look fantastic, inside or out, depending on where you choose to use it. We've got the Spread Rock Granite Stone Coating, which is an actual layer of rock that can be applied easily to your floor or your walls. You use it inside or out. You know, think your patio, walkway, garage, the bathroom, the basement, so many places you can use this. It's available in 7 colors. It's impact resistant and it's super durable. If you buy it, it's $149 for a 3-gallon size at Deich Coatings, HomeDepot.com, and Lowe's.com. But we do have it up for grabs to one lucky listener drawn at random.
Make that you. Reach out to us with your questions right now at MoneyPit.com/ask. Well, a new electric panel might not be on your radar, but it could benefit you in some unexpected ways. We've got 5 reasons that considering upgrading that panel is a good idea. First is enhanced safety. Now, older electric panels may not meet current safety standards and could pose a fire hazard. So a new panel with circuit breakers that trip reliably can definitely help prevent electrical fires and reduce the risk of electrical shocks.
Another reason is increased capacity. You know, a lot of older homes have electric panels with lower capacity, whereas modern households typically require more power due to increased use of electronics, appliances, HVAC systems. A higher capacity panel, like a 200 amperage system, is going to help your home handle that electrical load without overloading the circuits.
Now, you can also pick up some energy efficiency because new electrical panels also have new designs that include, for example, better insulation and improved wiring, which can reduce energy loss. Plus, there's a whole host of innovations you can take advantage of, like my favorite one are the arc fault circuit breakers. They can step up panel safety by actually preventing electrical fires caused by arcs or shorts in the wiring.
Yeah, another benefit is having lower costs because some insurance companies may actually offer lower premiums for homes with updated electrical systems.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny, owner of Shasta Gas Propane. 27 years ago, my wife Judy and I started Shasta Gas with the help and under the direction of the Lord Jesus Christ. In fact, we believe He is the owner and we are simply the managers. Through the years, we have received many offers from major national corporations to buy Shasta Gas, but our commitment has always been to be and remain locally owned and family operated. Our daughter Karen Wehunt and her husband Jason now manage the daily operations of Shasta Gas and Shasta Tanks, a new business we started a few years ago. We now have the 3rd generation of family members working in the business. Sunshine Stevens, our granddaughter, and her husband Adam, and our grandson Jason. Our commitment and motto are still the same. Our customers are warm friends. To support locally owned family operated business, please call Shasta Gas Propane at 530-365-3793. That's 530-365-3793.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Shasta College will hold its annual Harvest Fest Fall Showcase and fundraiser at Ross Ranch on Saturday, September 21st from 5:30 to 9:30 p.m. Harvest Fest proceeds directly support students in the agriculture, natural resources, horticulture, logging, and heavy equipment operations programs. Tickets can be purchased in advance on Eventbrite, $40 per person, or at the door, $50 per person. Call 530-520-242-7565 for more information or to reserve tickets.
Now,
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Mold. one spot, it does look, you know, fuzzy, like, you know, it's a white.
There's a product called a 5-minute mold test, and it's actually a swab within almost like a little tubey thing, and you just swab the area that you think is mold and pop it in there, and you'll actually get a reading within 5 minutes telling you if it's mold. And I think, does it also tell you the type of mold, Tom?
I think it might, and they have a consulting service, too, that they'll follow up with you on the result and tell you what they recommend you do about it.
Okay, well, great. That certainly helps. I'll give it a try.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Now we've got Harry in Arkansas on the line who wants to talk about water heating. What can we do for you today?
Well, I heard you talking about the waterless water heater the other day, and I was curious. Suppose, you know, that I understand the principle of it, but I got a family of about 6 or 7 or 8 actually, and plus visiting, plus the home folks, and I'm wondering about the recovery on those. How rapid is, can they recover to take care of, for example, everybody taking a bath in the morning before running off to school?
Yeah, they actually recover quicker than a tanked water heater, and there's no problem with using them for a big family. I mean, heck, they're used for hotels all the time. And the nice thing about tankless water heaters is that they're essentially on demand. So as long as you've got water flow, you're going to have hot water flow. And you just want to make sure that it's sized correctly, because they're like any type of water heater. They're purchased based on how many bathrooms that you have and how many other, you know, points of plumbing in the house that are going to need it, whether you have, you know, one kitchen, you have a tub and a slop sink, perhaps in your laundry room, that kind of thing. So as long as it's sized properly and installed properly, you won't have any problem. Now, do you have natural gas on this home?
No, we are in an electric home.
Ah, okay, that changes the answer. So electric tankless water heaters are not going to deliver near the efficiency that a gas-fired tankless water heater would. So I would not recommend an electric tankless water heater. In that case, what I would suggest you take a look at is a fairly new technology called a heat pump water heater. Now, a heat pump water heater uses the same heating cooling technology and traditional heat pumps, but they use it to heat the water in a water heater. So that can give you a pretty healthy supply of water, of hot water that could stand up to, that could serve all of those bathrooms in your home, but it will keep the cost down.
Mm-hmm. Okay, thank you very much. I appreciate your answer.
You're welcome, Henry. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for joining us here at the Money Pit. Coming up, a new vacuum might not be the most glamorous thing that you buy, but this purchase can make your life a whole heck of a lot easier. We're going to share what options make the most sense after this.
You live in a Money Pit.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
There's a concerted effort from globalist elites to chip away at the all-important rights protected by the First Amendment. Can they get away with it? And what protections are in place? These questions answered on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726. 833-722-3726. or visit SeniorCareConsulting.com.
We're with Bridget, whose husband won't be home for months, and whose daughter is due any day. We're with Mike, who's leaving home to protect his family and yours. We're with all service members and their families.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Here to help you take on the projects you want to get done around your house. Help yourself first by reaching out to us with your questions at 1-888-MONEYPIT.
David reached out to Team Money Pit saying, my kitchen tile has a small chip in it. I have no more tiles left, so how can I repair that chip without replacing the whole tile?
That's an interesting problem, and it's certainly one that happens to a lot of us. So I'll give you a trick of the trade for this, David. And it comes down to this, porcelain glaze. If you go to a home center or a hardware store or someplace that sells recycled plumbing fixtures, they'll have this as well, and go and find the collection of porcelain glazes. They usually have glazes in all the standard colors, and they're designed for tubs and sinks, but they work perfectly on ceramic tiles. Now, if you can't find the exact color, remember you can mix two colors together, and once you find one that matches, you can use that to fill in the gap. Now, if the chip is deep, you want to do it in two applications, but it'll give you a hard, durable surface that will really adhere well to the old tile, and it will last quite a long time.
You know, David, I think it's important to say we're talking about a glazed tile here. And, you know, for everybody out there, there's differences. There's glazed tiles, there's unglazed tiles, which are definitely just the clay body, and then that sort of takes on that natural look. But a glazed tile does have this layer of glaze on top of that clay, and that's what's chipped off. So definitely using this porcelain glaze and building it up in layers to sort of fill in that chip is hugely helpful. I mean, in a pinch, I remember one time chipping a tile in the bathroom right before a party, and I had a nail polish that was white, and I just kind of filled it in little by little. You know, did it last forever? No, but it did the trick.
Well, you guys need a new vacuum. It may not be the most glamorous thing you can buy for yourself, but this purchase can make your life a whole lot easier. Leslie has tips to help pick the one that's best for you in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
Yeah, first of all, you want to start with your floor type. If you've got wall-to-wall carpets, a classic upright is probably going to do the trick. Now, a canister vacuum is a good choice for homes with a mix of carpet and hardwood, but they can be tough to lug around. And you've got to consider attachments when you're making your purchase. Now, you also need to think about what affects the vacuum prices, and those attachments definitely could do so. So if you don't have drapes and you don't need that drapery attachment, don't get it. Now, from there, know about the filtration. Vacuums that collect to a bag offer almost none of it. If keeping particles out of the air is important, you want to look for a vacuum that has a high-efficiency particle air filter. You're going to know that as a HEPA filter for short. It absorbs more than 99% of larger particles, which is great if you have a household with allergies in there. Also, speaking of allergies, you want to steer clear of those bagless vacuums if you're prone to having allergies, because emptying that vacuum's bin is just going to expose you to all of the collected dust and debris. And finally, make sure that you test drive a vacuum before you buy it to make sure that it pushes and pulls all the ways that you like to use it, because once you get that vacuum, you're going to be using it for a long time. So make sure you love it.
Yeah, and you want it to last a long time, too. So it's worth splurging a little bit and getting a really good quality machine.
Do you know, Tom, the vacuum I have, you bought for me.
I did?
You gave me a gift card a million years ago for my birthday or for Christmas, and I swear I have had this vacuum, I'm going to say 14, 15 years.
Awesome.
And I love it.
And what was that? Was that the Miele?
It's the Miele.
Yeah, M-I-E-L-E.
Exactly. Yeah. It's a canister one. It's awesome.
Yeah, I think we had the same one. It works great. And you know how I can tell, especially as well, is when you have to empty it, see how much pet hair is in that darn thing, right?
Yeah, it's a good one.
It really works well. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, speaking of floors, hardwood floors are one of the most desirable floors for both durability and the value they add to a house. But the finishes do wear, and they need to be replaced from time to time. And that can be a big project that might best be left to a pro. We're going to share tips on how best to get that project done on the next edition of The Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself.
But you don't have to do it alone.
Never carries a lot of weight. Never forget. Never settle. Never surrender. And now, Dodge is proud to announce Never.
John Cruz here with America Outdoors Radio. Be sure to tune in this weekend and catch the latest in fishing, hunting, conservation, and destinations. If you love spending time in the field or on the water or in the woods, you're going to love this show. It's America Outdoors Radio, the fastest growing outdoors radio show in the nation. Tune in Saturdays from noon to 1 p.m. on 96.5 FM and 1460 AM KCNR, your talk radio.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
From the Fox News Radio studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome to Brian Kilmeade Show. I'll be Brian Kilmeade throughout the show, as far as I know. This hour, we're going to be joined by Rich Lowry, editor of the National Review, author of The Case Against Nationalism. We've got a brand new story out about this election. President Harris would be a transformational left-winger. And he also talks about Trump being Trump and how that could help. Believe it or not, usually people feel the opposite because he's got a lot of issues on his side, but he doesn't necessarily have the media. How about doesn't? We'll talk about that and also track the latest, what's going on in the world today, including the developing story of this Chinese national, it looks like, or Chinese spy that was located through two administrations over in Albany as an aide to the governor of New York. Let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
I don't believe that either President Biden or anyone serious about achieving peace and achieving the release would seriously ask Israel to make these concessions.
Yeah, absolutely not.
He made them.
Yeah, the Prime Minister 100% right. Take it or we leave it. Biden team pushes Israel to take a ceasefire deal or we leave the negotiations. Even if it sacrifices security, really, as Prime Minister Netanyahu feels pressure from home and abroad.
Number two.
As a Jewish student, do you feel safe walking around Columbia University's campus?
I do not. I'm a visible Jew. I'm Orthodox. I wear a Star of David around my neck. I know that's putting a target on my back.
Shoshana, that is a student at Columbia University. It's worse than ever, guys. Protests aplenty in New York for Hamas, all in the name of terror, as Columbia is overwhelmed on campus and around campus, and Jewish students can't help but feel threatened.
Number one.
I think it's a sign of a good leader that they learn and evolve over time. You know, whether it's a move to the middle, the left, the right, it's really about what works. Kamala Harris is a pragmatic leader.
Really? Tracking the trail.
Harris is avoiding interviews and formal policy statements as she heads to New Hampshire, then to debate camp, as Trump and Vance fan out and speak out, doing any interview possible, big and small, to lock this November win, 1 week before the first and maybe only debate. Brett Baer joins us now. Brett, do you believe this is going to be only one and done?
I hope not, Brian. I think there's a real possibility that there could be two. You know, they said in the release that they would do one in October, that you would see them both on the stage in October. Obviously, we're trying to be that October debate. But it depends on how it goes, I think, and where she is come, you know, mid-September.
You know, a couple of things have amazed me. Their refusal to do any interviews or even poll asides where you do an event, come out, throw some questions at them. Just like Joe Biden started an international uproar by answering a question. Should Netanyahu, is Netanyahu doing everything possible to bring a ceasefire deal? He said no. I mean, they're just, it seems to me, the only conclusion I can have is they are afraid the vice president is going to speak.
You know, she avoids reporters. She did the other day with the earphones. You saw VP nominee Tim Walz ask specifically, and he definitely heard the question about the six hostages.
Terrible.
And then said goodbye, folks. I think there is this effort to avoid questions. I mean, if she wants to practice for the debate, one would think taking more questions is probably the way to do it. It's just, I think they think, a vulnerable spot after CNN.
What's interesting is they do send surrogates out. I mean, you got Andy Beshear out yesterday, you got Mark Kelly out yesterday. Over the weekend, you got Jared Polis even yesterday. So they send people out to talk about these alleged moves in positions. But listen to how some of them are explaining her her big change, especially when it comes to immigration. Cut five, Mark Kelly.
In 2019, she endorsed, she raised her hand during a debate when the Democratic candidates for president were asked, do you support decriminalizing illegal border crossing? She did raise her hand. I understand her position now is more to the center or more even conservative. Does she need to explain that?
Well, I think she has explained it. I mean, you're talking about a primary in 2019?
Yes.
Where somebody asked, you know, throw your hand up.
Yes.
And, you know, you got like a half a second to think about it. You know, today, what really matters is who is standing with the Border Patrol agents, and that's Kamala Harris.
Really? She's standing with Border Patrol. Someone should tell the Border Patrol. They all endorse Trump. I think that's not an overstatement. Almost 95% of them. And number two is, do you think that a quick decision should not be held against you?
Yeah. Listen, there are a lot of those things that people say, oh, yes, she's already switched, but there's not really in her voice a different sentence. I mean, what she told Dana Bash was my values remain the same. And then she said, I clarified, for example, fracking on the debate stage in 2020. Well, if you look back at the exact phraseology in 2020 with Mike Pence, she said, Joe Biden will not ban fracking. So listen, there's a lot of things that she still has to explain, but I do think that they think the longer they go, the deeper they are into early voting, into riding the vibe, the better they are poll-wise.
So you know with the ABC debate, if it's going to be similar to CNN, they're going to kill the mics in between, correct? That's the
right
rules right now.
Yeah.
That really worked to Trump's advantage because, number one, you got to fill up the minutes you get. I didn't think the filling up the minutes would be an issue, but it was with Joe Biden. It could very well be with Harris, too. You've studied this stuff. I know you're prepared to do a debate tomorrow if you had to. What do you think about that?
Yeah, I think it's a big issue. I think she wanted to have the mics open to have those moments that she had with Vice President Pence, which was, I'm speaking, and don't interrupt me. And we'll see how this goes. I she could also be very, very prepared. Republicans need to realize that this is a different candidate and someone who, you know, will take time off the trail to study and won't arrive like Joe Biden arrived to that debate.
Yeah, I think there's a few things going on. I think the thing with the Trump camp is doing a lot of these interviews in the town hall tonight. What are your thoughts about that? I mean, Trump still got more votes in 2020 than he did in 2016. And he seems to be polling better than he did in the last two elections. However, there's a lot of dispute about how you even up your numbers more. What do you think is the conventional wisdom as how Trump improves his numbers in the places he has to, since everybody on both sides admits it's too close to call?
Yeah, I think his ceiling is pretty firm. It seems like, and most of the pollsters believe that. I think they are hoping for some air to come out of the Kamala Harris balloon, and it may already started to happen. I think that he has to have a solid debate and then probably stick to script on policy going forward. His biggest problem is, you know, everybody knows him, and oftentimes, you know, he says something, does something that takes the news cycle in a negative way for independents and suburban women.
Your thoughts about his IVF for everyone stance?
You know, it's a political move. It solves a political problem. But tell me what conservative is ready to pay for IVF for everybody.
I mean, he's getting beat up.
Are you paying for it?
Yeah, he's getting beat up on women right now in terms of almost every poll. It seems to be like a men against women election almost. And I think people go right back to Roe v. Wade. Is there anything else?
Yeah, I mean, listen, I think safety and security, I think immigration plays into that. I actually think the health stuff with RFK Jr., believe it or not, can affect women, you know, when they start talking about food and, you know, things that, that women are concerned about as far as children eating. I do think that matters, and RFK has been kind of a benefit for all the negative that surrounded him, on some of the things he said. He's been kind of a good advocate on the trail so far.
I think we've kind of forgotten who the good guys or bad guys are with the Israel-Hamas war. I sensed it with you even a little bit yesterday. And when the president just casually walks up to a rope line and takes some questions and said what he said about Benjamin Netanyahu could be doing more on negotiations, I think the ripple effects of Titanic and Israel and Hamas celebrates and Iran high fives. Here's what Netanyahu said when that word got back to him. Cut 24.
I don't believe that either President Biden or anyone serious about achieving peace and achieving the release would seriously ask Israel to make these concessions. We've already made them. Hamas has to make the concessions. Thank you very much. Toda rabba lachem.
He's 100% right. One of the things they talk about is the Philadelphia crossing between Gaza and Egypt. They're not leaving. They got 9,000 miles. They're not leaving. They're going to have a presence there. We had John Spencer on from the West Point War College yesterday, and he says there's between 100 and 200 tunnels they found. So if you're Israel and you want to stop the next attack, it's hard to say it's a good time to leave, right?
Yeah. And listen, there's no let up in Hamas, what they're saying, what they say and pledge they'll do again.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's an existential threat for Israel. So it's tough when you have six hostages executed, shot point blank range, and then the onus is on Israel to negotiate more. I think, you know, there are a lot of people scratching their head about that. You know, that said, the Israelis took to the streets. They want this done, but they also want security. So it's a balancing act.
Lastly, on the assassination of President Trump, the more we find out, the more ugly this gets, in my view. And one of which Josh Hawley says their investigation has been run by whistleblowers. They're getting very little cooperation from the FBI. And this is what he found out yesterday from a whistleblower that he relayed last night. Cut 31.
I'm told that actually agents, Homeland Security agents, were pulled off of child exploitation cases, child endangerment cases, the stuff they normally do. They don't normally do protective detail work at all. They were pulled off those cases, said, here, you're going to go guard the former president of the United States. Watch this webinar. Oops, it doesn't really work. Oh, that's all right. Go out into the field anyway.
It was a webinar to give them a once over. They weren't even Secret Service agents. Then we find out a local police chief, a local police Min was the one who shot the gun out of the gunman's hand before he was killed. So we're finding out a lot of stuff late.
This is ridiculous. This is so many days after a former president of the United States was an attempted assassination, and we still don't know. It's the most amazing thing. And why are there not massive calls for more information? I mean, in part, it's because it's Donald Trump, I guess.
Yeah.
But it's just remarkable that we don't know, and then we're finding out things that we thought we knew. In other words, that a Secret Service sniper shot him first. They're not true. And I think that there is much more to the story that we do not know, and we have to keep digging.
So Congressman Crow, as well as obviously Walt and others, and we have other people very experienced in the military on this. Brett, am I crazy to think this could be bipartisan? Could they actually have a bipartisan, dogged review of this to get to the answers?
I think it's possible. I listened to them. They're all those lawmakers on that commission are serious, it seems, and kind of dogged about trying to get to some conclusion, because that cannot happen again. You know, you had Joe Biden come out and say the Secret Service tells him he can't go in crowds anymore because it's not safe. Is that because the Secret Service can't protect him? What's happening as far as our ability to protect our leaders? You know, usually we're the best in the world at this. And I think that there's got to be bipartisan cooperation on that.
Lastly, you did an interview with Condoleezza Rice. We haven't seen much of her lately. Really good interview. It aired on Labor Day. Your thoughts about the former National Security Advisor and Secretary of State. How do her views hold up in your view?
You know, she's just really smart. She gets a lot. She understands things, nuance of different things. She said, if anybody thinks there's moderates in Iran, they're sadly mistaken. You know, they're delusional. If anybody thinks that Hamas is going to stop, they're delusional. Now, her issue and the essay that she wrote is about fighting protectionism and, you know, nativism to the extent that it affects our place in the world. You know, that's not a popular view in the current political environment, but it may be over time if the world starts going south and needs a leader.
I hear you. Thanks so much, Brett Baer. Have a great show tonight at 6 o'clock. Check it out. Brett Baer, thanks so much. Special report.
We'll see you.
1-866-408-7669. We're going to come back and take your calls in a moment. Bottom of the hour, Rich Lowry. We'll continue to expand on those storylines we brought up. Don't move.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085 or BigLou.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A young boy from Ireland makes the Dean's List after his quick thinking saved his mom after fainting at home. Elizabeth is a young mom of three and lives in Belfast. She has a condition known as FND, functional neurological disorder, and passed out while she was taking care of her kids. Her six-year-old Aiden knew right away to look for help after his mom collapsed. Looking for another grown-up, he saw a delivery man dropping off a package at their home. The moment was captured on the doorbell camera when Aiden asked Brian for his help. Aiden's mom says she is so proud of how her son reacted during an incredibly scary situation. Thanks to Aiden's quick actions and Brian calling for help, Elizabeth is now doing well and was able to thank Brian, the delivery man, for his kindness and, of course, wanting to help. Well done, Aiden and Brian. You both made today's Dean's List. Janice Dean, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1983. President Ronald Reagan.
How they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth. They are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just pure stupidity.
Yeah, they disappoint. Sunfield's closing now. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
I'm Ashley DeVorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Ronda Rousey, who joined me as she announced her first graphic novel and shared. She's also written her biopic and sold it to Netflix.
Yeah, I'd been studying screenwriting all this time. By the time I was charged with writing the biopic, it was just kind of like a plug and play. Now I'm like, oh, okay, I kind of know the structure and what do I have to do here, 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 and there. And I wrote it during my press tour for my book. Every time I'd be done with the media for a day, I would go and type at night and finished it in like 8 days. So there's so much life in there to cover, and it's hard being selective with your own story.
She does hope this opens the door to the next chapter in her career.
I mean, I would love for that to be something that I could segue into, because, you know, everything I've done before takes a toll on my body, and I like to say that my body's like a Ferrari with 300,000 miles on it. Like, it looks great on the outside, but, you know, the engine's been through a lot. So it would be nice to be able to segue on something that isn't ripping my ligaments.
Ashley DeVorkin, Fox News.
Mouth to your ears. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Now, I think this has been the dynamic from the moment she emerged as a candidate, John. She is the turn the page candidate in this race. At least that's the way it's been so far. There is a weariness with Trump and Trumpism and frankly, a desire to turn the page on this whole era. And she has offered herself as the way to do that, as the vehicle to do that.
Well, I mean, that's David Axelrod spinning it out. She's offered a new way to do that, even though she's on the ticket and in power right now. So that's why James Carville and experts like David Axelrod are saying, don't even bring up anything about Biden. Don't be afraid about separating yourself from the administration and go by the first name, not the title. Don't be the vice president, be Kamala. So you be new, you're younger, and let people be duped by the fact that it has been 12 of the last 16 years been all about you guys. It's been about Obama, mentored Kamala Harris, picked Joe Biden. It's all about them. You got 4 years of Donald Trump, whose 4 years rate much higher than Joe Biden's and Kamala Harris. They're one team. She wants to come in without any, literally without any policies, nothing on her website, give out bullet points. Bullet points are today $50,000 to any small business. Really? And 25 if you want to get a home for the first time. Is that a payoff or a program? I mean, these are ridiculous. So you want to be the change candidate in name. Like yesterday, evidently she did a cooking video about talking about different spices, which if you've done 10 hard interviews, go ahead, go on, you know, go on with Rachel Ray if she's still at a show. Go on with Drew Barrymore. Of course, show the personal there, but that's all she's showing. I get a lot of emails in. I'll read some of them to you. Here's one. It says, Trump missing opportunities. Trump continues to gamble the November election essentially entirely on himself. This is a risky strategy. It makes no more sense than asking voters to pull a lever, pull all of their finances into one stock. He needs to let people know who is going to be on his talent portfolio. I said this earlier when I thought he was going to be stuck in court. I would like to know exactly who your Treasury Secretary is going to be, who your Secretary of State nominee is going to be. Tell me who your National Security Advisor is going to be. Tell me who's going to be at Secretary of Defense. And when you fan it out, look out, when you see Rubio, Cotton, DeSantis, when you see Robert O'Brien and others, you'll say, wow, he's got some talent. I like those other guys. I like those other women. I like Lisa Stefanik in there. You know, I like to know that Zeldin's going to be in the mix. And then people say, you know, you got the Trump team. You don't just have Trump. So if his personality, you either love it or hate it, you go, well, look what he did last time. He's got even better people this time. Rich Lowry, when we come back, on how President Harris will be a transformational left winger, big time, only controlled by the Senate.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. $1 from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Attention veterans, did you know that Shasta College and Simpson University have veterans resource centers to assist you in your educational pursuits? These centers offer a wide range of support services, including financial aid, tutoring, IT support, and more. We understand the unique challenges that veterans face and are committed to helping you succeed. Our experienced staff is here to help you navigate the college experience and achieve your academic and career goals. Don't let anything stand in your way. This message is brought to you by Senator Maurice Johannesson, former Secretary of California Veterans Affairs.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hello, Northern California. This is Rollin with the Flag Center. With fire season clearly upon us, we're inviting you to join us in celebrating all police, firefighters, and first responders who keep us safe day and night through thick and thin. We salute you. The Flag Center keeps plenty of thin blue line and thin red line flags in stock. To get yours, stop by the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive or on the web at theflagcenter.com. Flags, flags. flagpoles, and accessories since 1980.
When people ask me for a recommendation for a heating or air conditioning company, I always say Alliance Heating and Air. Why? Well, they've been taking care of our HVAC system for 14 years. Professional, friendly, and willing to go to the extra step for their customers. I have found no problem too difficult or too minor for them to repair. I recommend Alliance Heating and Air with no reservations. You can reach them at 530-221-2642 or online at homecomfort.org, and they have 24/7 emergency assistance. Alliance Heating and Air.
Experience luxurious bliss with Pinnacle Cultivators, Redding's premier licensed legacy cultivator, exclusively at the Queen of Dragons in the city of Shasta Lake. Pinnacle's carefully crafted, expertly curated flower guarantees an exceptional experience with rare genetics and distinctive flavors, freshly packaged daily for a genuine farm-to-table experience. Visit 5044 Shasta Dam Boulevard or call 530-276-9771 for delivery and hours of operation. Visit queenofdragons.com or follow us on X at the Queen Dragons.
The Reading Fashion Alliance is dedicated to making sewing, fashion, and business education accessible for everyone. We are a nonprofit located at 1616 Market Street. Get ready for November 9th as we present Artisan Avenue, The Craft of Fashion. Experience a runway of a blend of couture fashion to wearable art. Tickets will be available starting October 1st on our website at readingfashionalliance.org. Our call for fashion designers for Artisan Avenue is open until August 31st. Visit our website for more information on how to enter into the fashion show.
Hello, food fans. Chef Cal DiMercurio here, inviting you to tune in each Wednesday for an hour of helping you turn the drudgery of preparing home meals into having fun in the kitchen. We'll be sharing tips, tricks, and tempting insights that are sure to make your time in the kitchen a pleasant and fulfilling one. Come join me and my wife Wednesdays from 5 to 6 p.m. at Cooking Like a Pro, right here on KCNR 1460.
Here at KCNR Radio, we are fortunate to have two well-informed citizens. Hi, I'm Nick Gardner.
And I'm Doug Janke.
And we'll give you the inside scoop of news affecting you.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest, Sundays, here, 8 o'clock.
KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and on your AM dial, 1460.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
One of the issues that he talked about was having safe food and ending the chronic disease epidemic. Our children are now the unhealthiest, sickest children in the world. Don't you want healthy children? And don't you want the chemicals out of our food? And don't you want the regulatory agencies to be free from corporate corruption?
And that was RFK, got the biggest applause after he decided to endorse Donald Trump. Not that they agree on everything. They agree on that especially. I think they get along personally. On the healthy foods and finding out what we're eating and why the numbers are going up and why America is fatter than ever. Yet we know more about fitness. We are working out a lot, but it's just not working out for us. Dr. Casey Means knows all that. She was with us before. Her number one best-selling book, Good Energy, is still selling huge. The surprising connection between metabolism and limitless health. And Dr. Casey Means joins us now. Welcome back, Casey.
Brian, so great to see you.
Congratulations on all the success, but we kind of knew it when you were in here because people were giving you what type of response to your book?
You know, the Americans are sick and tired of being sick. We understand that there are so many levers of our policy right now that are against American health. And like RFK said in that speech, American health is getting destroyed and Americans are tired of it. When you just look at the statistics, it absolutely speaks for itself. Children's health is worse than ever. 40% of children are overweight or obese. 36% of children have a mental, emotional, or behavioral disorder. Autism rates are 1 in 22 in California. 18% of teens have fatty liver disease. Young adult cancers are up 79%. We're on track to have 1 in 2 American adults with cancer in their lifetime. This is absolutely astronomical. And It is a historic moment that at the highest levels of politics, we are now calling this out and talking about the rigged institutions that are making our country a fertile ground for childhood chronic disease.
Right. So Dr. Casey Means with us also. If you want to watch on the app, you could see it. You could watch on Fox Nation, but she's on Skype, and you know, we're always streaming. So when you heard RFK talk, does he get it? Does he know what you know?
RFK gets it completely. He has been fighting this battle for decades. He's been fighting it in the courts. He's gone up against Monsanto. What RFK really understands is the nexus of pharma, ultra-processed food, industrial agriculture, and government, which is keeping Americans sick, and which we need to unpack this nexus in order to make Americans healthy. He's hitting all the key points: the conflicts of interest in our government agencies, the lack of regulation around the toxins in our food, our water, our air, our homes. He really does understand the many factors that are keeping Americans sick.
So do you remember in the 70s, I'm older than you, but, you know, parents used to smoke. Smoking's down very low now. I mean, everyone used to smoke in the movies, smoke in the car with the windows closed. And, you know, we didn't worry about what our cars were spewing out of the tailpipe. And we did find a way to clean up our air, we thought, to clean up our waters, we thought, and to have a healthier lifestyle. Where am I wrong?
Yeah, this is exactly right. And I think a key point that you're bringing up does have to do with the cigarette industry. What a lot of people do not know is that the ultra-processed food industry that is keeping Americans sick and dependent on the healthcare industry was created by the cigarette industry. Two of the largest mergers in the 1980s, once the favor for cigarettes started declining, two of the largest mergers in history before the 1990s were in the 1980s, and it was R.J. Reynolds and Philip Morris, two cigarette companies buying processed food companies and then using the same playbook that we looked at for cigarettes, make the product addictive and cheap and apply it to processed food. In the 1980s, we saw skyrocketing of the ubiquity of ultra-processed food, and this coincides when Americans and especially children started getting very, very sick. So same playbook applied to a different industry, transferring the scientific knowledge of addiction right from one to another as one fell out of favor. And now we're seeing what the repercussions of that are, with 75% of American adults over the age of 55 having a chronic illness tied to food. This is costing our country 90% of our $4.3 trillion healthcare budget. 23% of the largest GDP in the world is going to healthcare, which 90% of it is going towards chronic illnesses related to food. Every American taxpayer should care about this issue.
So you're saying big pharma, the food industry, want us sick to make a profit?
It's a devil's bargain, Brian. The two of the largest industries in the country, and healthcare is the largest and fastest growing industry in the United States. It's a business that's designed to grow. It's a $4.3 trillion industry. This is the simple economic, unemotional reality. It makes more money when patients are sick, and it makes less money when patients are healthy. Right now, one of the other largest industries in the United States, which is the ultra-processed food industry, is leading to chronic illness. And so right now we have two industries that, unfortunately, even with the best intentions of the people in those industries at the individual level, they are both economically benefiting off patients who are sick and dependent on ultra-processed food, then getting sick and are sick and dependent on the healthcare system.
I mean, the numbers are overwhelming. They're indisputable either. 74% of Americans are overweight. 77% can't serve in the military, even if they were drafted tomorrow. And I'm not sure if it's related or not, but you mentioned that autism number right up top. You say one in, and can you give me those percentages again?
One in 36 American children now has autism. In California, where I live, that number is one in 22. This is up astronomically in the past 24 years. And, you know, this is a
condition. It used to be one in 1,500. 20 years ago?
It has been 1 in 150 in recent years, and then decades ago it was 1 in 1,500, and it is skyrocketing.
So, and your belief that food has a lot to do with that? Because, you know, we hear things about inoculations and vaccines, and they say that's been disputed and it's unrelated.
Many of these diseases are multifactorial in nature, but what we have to understand that the small bodies of children being born into this world, starting in fetal life, are being born into a toxic stew that they are not being protected from. And this is across all levers of society. We are over-medicating children. 70% of a child's diet is coming from ultra-processed frankenfood filled with chemicals that are banned in other countries. They are banned in Europe. Many of the chemicals that are in our ultra-processed foods, like food dyes and preservatives that we know have an effect on children's behavior and brains. We look at what's happening with the food also in terms of pesticides. There are 6 billion pounds of these toxic pesticides being sprayed on this food that then is going towards children's ultra-processed food. So, Brian, the bigger picture is that kids are being born into a toxic stew of many forever chemicals, endocrine disrupting chemicals, and chemicals that we know impair neurologic development across food, environment, and medications, and their bodies are getting crushed. And as adults and policymakers and media, we need to have the moral clarity to say enough is enough. Kids are too sick with preventable illnesses, and we've got to clean up the environment. We've got to protect our children. And, you know, I am so deeply encouraged that this conversation is being had clearly at the highest level of government. And it's becoming, over the last few weeks, an election topic. This is going to be on the debate stage. And I think we can all feel very grateful for that.
So Dr. Casey Means with us, co-author of Good Energy, along with her brother, books number one in the country. So can you give me a definition of a processed food?
Absolutely. So an ultra-processed food is a food that is created in a factory. It's made from various extracted and adulterated parts of other food that are put together like a puzzle into a frankenfood that's really never before been seen in nature. So it's taking constituent parts from other whole foods that have been broken down and then remodeled into a Frankenstein-like food. Comes from a factory packaged, often filled with preservatives and colorings to make it hyper palatable. This is an invention that, again, only started becoming ubiquitous in the 1980s. So it's not like we've had these forever. It's not like this is the only thing kids will eat. They're brand new. This is now making up 70% of the calories that we eat. And so this is the types of things that's lining all the middle aisles of the grocery store, the things that are in the box.
And they taste good, right? That's part of the attraction.
They are designed. They are weaponized and designed by food scientists to take you to your bliss point, to be hyper palatable, and to include ingredients that turn down our satiety mechanisms to make us eat more. You look at a Pringles box, it literally tells you right on the package, once you pop, you just can't stop. It's designed to have all the components to activate your reward circuitry so you want as much as possible, and to sneak in ingredients like high fructose corn syrup that actually we know biochemically make us more hungry. So these foods are designed to get you to eat nutrient depleted, pesticide cover food with chemicals that make us feel like we're insatiable. And this is why ultra processed foods are why Americans are eating themselves to death.
Do you believe the system is curable? Do you believe if an RFK gets in there, he could take that knowledge that you've done and scientists alongside you be able to go in there and streamline a process that is so fortified?
This is absolutely solvable, and truly everyone can be a winner here. Industry, people, and children. But we need to move back to eating real foods. I do believe that there are some simple policy changes that we could make in our country that could happen in the first year of an administration that could absolutely turn the tides backwards towards American health. And I think the political appetite is strong for that right now. We know Americans are sick of this. They are cheering at the rallies. They want to hear about getting rid of the toxins in our food. They want to hear about a cleaner, more sustainable food system. So I think the appetite is there, the political will, and some of the policy solutions are being presented right now. And it's very, very exciting.
And where do you shop? Where do you buy your food?
Farmers market. The best place that anyone can shop. There are 9,000 farmers markets in the United States. And the key point about the farmers market is it's the freshest food and the least toxins. The freshest is important because fresh food has the most nutrients. As a food travels 1,500 miles from a factory to your plate, it's losing its nutrients every single day. And as it gets processed, it's losing nutrients. Our cellular biology, the reason we're all sick, kids and adults, is because our cellular biology is broken by the lack of good nutrients that we're getting in our food. So buying food as local as possible, as clean as possible, without the pesticides and the additives is one of the best things you can do to give your cells the power to do their best work and minimize chronic illness. If that's not an option, right, then of course buying at something like a health food store, Whole Foods,
right,
with organic and unprocessed is great. But truly, for people who don't have access to either of those, unprocessed, real food, not in a package, ideally organic, is an incredible.
You know, it's also sinful. They put all that fast food and horrible food in most working class areas, most hard up areas, where it makes it their diet is even more challenging and makes it affordable. Say, okay, that's cheap, I'll eat it, but then they feel it, then they get unhealthy, and they don't necessarily have the health care to fix them. Have you noticed that?
Well, this is where policy comes in, Brian. So with some simple fixes, we could fill these neighborhoods with healthy, fresh food because industry follows the money. So right now on public assistance food programs like SNAP and WIC, 10% of that food is going straight to soda and over 50% is going to ultra processed food. So we allow people on public assistance programs to funnel that money towards food. We could incentivize those programs to get better value if you're buying real food. We don't do that right now.
Well,
Number two, our farm bill subsidies are what make those unhealthy foods cheaper. Almost all of our food farm bill subsidies goes to commodity crops, not healthy foods, commodity crops like corn, wheat, and soy that are turned into the backbone of ultra-processed food. So taxpayers are not only paying for the farm bill subsidies that make the toxic food cheaper, they're also paying for the food assistance that goes towards processed food, and they're paying for the environmental externalities of that toxic food production, as well as the healthcare costs of Americans who are getting sick because of the processed food. So as taxpayers, we need to make this a key issue because we're paying for it on all sides.
And get together with farmers. What do you think about the Time magazine downplaying the ultra processed foods?
One of the more amusing things that we've seen is the mainstream media playbook trying to do what they love to do, which is confuse people into thinking that we don't have a grip on reality by saying, what if ultra-processed foods aren't as bad as we think? That was the title of the article. And fortunately, people took to social media in hordes saying, we are no longer standing silent while the media tries to gaslight us into questioning the reality that we know is true, which is that this packaged food is trash. And I'll just briefly run through what the media does to make us question our reality about food. They deny the science and seed confusion. They always will invoke social justice, which they did in this article, to shut down conversation. They said, this is what people in America are eating. If you take it away, what are they going to eat? Without talking about the fact that our system is rigged to make this food cheaper and more accessible to marginalized populations and is hurting them. And we could change the policies to make healthy food cheaper. So we seed confusion. We invoke social justice to shut down conversation. They normalize ultra-processed foods, talk about, oh, well, this is 70% of calories Americans are eating, and we are fine. We're not fine. We are almost universally chronically ill. And the fourth thing they do is they do not mention the conflict of interest of the scientists and the nutritionists that they cite in the article. So this is a four-part playbook that media uses to confuse us about nutrition. But we all know what the reality is. The reality is that these ultra-processed foods are not good for us, and we need to get back to real food.
And Let's hope, Casey, that this comes up in the debate. Because
me too. The good news is Time magazine changed the title to a different title because social media was an outrage. So our voices matter.
Absolutely. So does yours. And so does your brother's. Dr. Casey Means, pick up her book if you haven't yet. Good Energy, The Surprising Connection Between Metabolism and Limitless Health. Casey, thanks so much for the time. Appreciate it.
Thank you, Brian.
You got it. 1-866-408-7669. Your call is just around the bend.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade. It's
Common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. Roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality certified pros at Angie.com.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated in the best hearing aids of 2024 by USA Today, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, just $189.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 500,000 happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's A-U-D-I-E-N hearing.com.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. More details on the overdose death of Friends actor Matthew Perry. According to a plea agreement with the Justice Department, Perry's longtime personal assistant, Kenneth Iwamasa, says he purchased over $55,000 of ketamine prior to Perry's death and injected Perry with the fatal dose of ketamine in October last year, despite no medical training. He says Perry's last words were, "Shoot me up with a big one." Five people in total have been arrested in connection to his death, including two doctors. One doctor appeared in court and pleaded not guilty. Another San Diego physician agreed to plead guilty. Investigators say one doctor texted the other, "I wonder how much this moron will pay." Perry was reportedly paying $2,000 for a vial of ketamine that cost a doctor $12. Also arrested, the so-called ketamine queen, Jasveen Sanga. Prosecutors say she had a half-decade-long drug business and is linked to a second fatal overdose. There's more on the story at foxnews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
This is House Call for Health. Therapy dogs at the Philadelphia International Airport, celebrating International Dog Day earlier this week. The 23 pups are a part of the airport's Wagging Tails Brigade. It's an initiative started 5 years ago aimed at bringing some calm and fun to a typically busy and stressful place. Usually, the dogs are tasked with making the airport more pleasant for travelers, especially during times of delays. But the dogs were the ones being treated with a customized cake and presents. Johns Hopkins Medicine says that simply petting dogs can lower the stress hormone cortisol. At the same time, socially interacting with dogs can increase the feel-good hormone of oxytocin. Not related to airports, Johns Hopkins notes 84% of post-traumatic stress disorder patients paired with a service dog saw significant reduction in symptoms. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. It's so great to I could talk to Dr. Casey Means. You know, she's built for 3-hour podcasts, but I hope you got that information. It matters. I think President Trump should make this a huge part of his stump speech. Brent in Nebraska. Hey, Brent.
Hey, Brian. An honor to talk to you. I love your show. You guys do a lot of good work. Keep fighting the good fight.
How do you feel about her bringing up the farmers? You're a farmer, right?
Yeah, I am out in Nebraska, and I guess I took exception to the farm subsidies. You know, I hear a lot of people talk about how farmers get farm subsidies, and and all this stuff. But, you know, the fact of the matter is we're getting the same for a bushel of corn and a bushel of beans today as they did 30, 40 years ago. And I don't know anybody that would work for the same wages they had 30 or 40 years ago. And without those farm subsidies, it makes it pretty tough. When you put a tractor and a planter full of seed and fertilizer and go across the field, you got over $1 million worth of equipment and inputs in that crop.
Hey, Brent, I think this is what you were saying, though. Not the subsidies are bad. Is it what they're subsidizing you to do, to make some of the material, some of the food, some of these processed food, the material to make some of the processed food that's getting us sick. That's her point. The corn syrup and things to that nature. Do you understand what she was saying there?
Yep, I understand. It's out of our hands because we're controlled by the Chicago Board of Trade, too.
So they'll tell you what to grow?
They give you incentives, and they have programs to basically force you to have to grow certain things.
So interesting. Brent, thanks so much. There's so much I don't know about farming, but I appreciate it.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse.
Do you or someone you love struggle with PTSD, anxiety, depression, insomnia, OCD, alcoholism, substance abuse disorder, autism, ADHD, brain fog, or traumatic brain injury? At Shasta Meadows Wellness Center, Dr. Taggart and his team offer safe, proven, and effective care, even for those resistant to typical medicine. Learn more about Shasta Meadows Wellness Center. They have IV ketamine or at-home oral ketamine. Ask about the state-of-the-art EEG-guided TMS therapy. This customized, safe, no-side-effect option is effective on a wide range of difficult-to-treat conditions. Visit us today at ShastaMeadowsWellness.com. Don't just get by. Get well.
Call to make an appointment for a free consultation. 530-444-8304. 530-444-8304. Shasta Meadows Wellness Center in Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor. Donald Trump today at a huge rally in the Badger State.
Thank you very much, everybody. This is an honor. What a crowd this is. Look where that crowd goes. This is a big crowd. A very special hello to Wisconsin. We really appreciate it. We've had great success here.
Both Mr. Trump and Kamala Harris have been frequent visitors to the Wisconsin state this year, a state where four of the past six presidential elections have been decided by less than one percentage point. Several polls of Wisconsin voters conducted after President Biden withdrew showed Harris and Trump in a close race. Also at townhall.com, authorities say multiple people have been shot along I-75 in a rural area of southeastern Kentucky. The Laurel County Sheriff's Office says in a post on Facebook that it's an active shooter situation and numerous persons have been shot near the highway, but not all were wounded by gunfire. Some of the victims were injured in a vehicle accident. There are no fatalities at this time. The interstate was closed 9 miles north of London, but later reopened. Israeli journalist Haviv Ritig-Gur says the destruction of Gaza and its civilians have been a key part of Hamas war strategy from the very start.
It built 500 miles of tunnels for that very purpose. In 11 months of war, not a single Palestinian civilian has been allowed to step a single foot in any tunnel just to protect themselves.
Gur was interviewed this week by the Salem Radio Network. Murder charges filed against the father of a 14-year-old boy accused of the Georgia school shooting. A Arrest warrants say Cullen Gray provided a gun to his son with the knowledge that he was a threat. Evacuations have been ordered as a wildfire burns in the foothills of the National Forest near L.A. The so-called Line Fire was burning along the edge of the San Bernardino National Forest, about 65 miles east of L.A. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Summer is upon us and the weather is beautiful. Everyone has a favorite outdoor activity. Golf, bike riding, bird watching, long walks. Ask 100 people and you'll get 100 answers. But if everyday aches and pains are keeping you on the sidelines, I have one answer. Relief Factor. Relief Factor is a 100% drug-free daily supplement that helps your body fight pain naturally. Developed by doctors, Relief Factor uses a unique formula of natural ingredients. It doesn't just mask pain. It helps reduce or even eliminate it. Wherever you're hurting, back, neck, joints, or muscles, in 3 weeks or less, you'll start to feel the difference all day, every day. So whatever you like to do, swimming, pickleball, hanging out in the garden, Relief Factor can help you feel good again and let you enjoy all your favorite outdoor activities all summer long. ReliefFactor.com, 1-800-4-RELIEF, 1-800-473-5433. Fight pain naturally with Relief Factor.
It's a time of mourning in Ukraine.
Funeral services have been held in eastern Ukraine for the victims of one of the deadliest Russian airstrikes since the invasion began. As grieving families and local residents mourned, Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky pledged to boost domestic weapons production by creating underground facilities to withstand Russian missile and drone strikes. He also renewed calls for the lifting of restrictions on using Western-supplied weapons against Russian territory, noting that Ukraine is also developing its own missiles to put pressure on Russia. I'm Rika Ann Garcia.
Estonia, Latvia, and Lithuania say they are committed to completing, by the end of the decade, a financially troubled and badly delayed high-speed rail project integrating three Baltic countries with the continental European rail network. The original project was launched in 2014, with financing primarily provided by the European Union. Breaking news at townhall.com. A sluggish job report raises questions about what the Fed will do with interest rates later this month.
Hiring by America's employers picked up a bit in August, and the unemployment rate dipped for the first time since March. That's a sign that the job market may be cooling, but remains sturdy. Employers added 142,000 jobs, and the unemployment rate ticked down to 4.2%. The figures show a job market slowing under the pressure of high interest rates, but still growing. With inflation falling steadily back to the Federal Reserve's target, the Fed is preparing to cut its key interest rate. The mixed report on the job market raises the question of how large a cut the Fed will announce at its next meeting. Hiya Pinjwani, Washington.
Former President Donald Trump posting a warning on his social media site threatening to jail those who may be involved in unscrupulous behavior this election, which he said would be under intense scrutiny. His comments come before his debate, likely the only one with Kamala Harris. News at townhall.com.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. Welcome from 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan, where 75% of the crimes are committed by illegal aliens. I am Brian Kilmeade, happy to be coming to you this hour. Dr. Marcus Callen will be joining us at the bottom of the hour, best-selling author of the book For the Culture, The Power Behind What We Buy, What We Do, and Who We Want to Be. That's a big swath. And Mark Thiessen standing by. He asked me to buy some time. He's still in the shower. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
The Justice Department is seizing 32 internet domains that the Russian government and the Russian-sponsored actors have used to engage in a covert campaign to interfere and influence the outcome of our country's elections.
Well, okay, there you go. Here we go again. Russia's already interfering in our election, according to Merrick Garland, the FBI taking action. But is it real or a distraction? We examine.
Number two.
Jerusalem Post is reporting that you're 90% there in negotiations with Hamas towards a ceasefire deal. Would you say that's accurate?
No, it's exactly inaccurate.
I just interviewed Prime Minister Netanyahu on the latest ceasefire deal negotiations. You will hear more momentarily, and I'll explain why it's in everyone's interest for him to stand strong and remain tough on the Gaza-Egypt border.
Number one. So here's the detail. If you earn $1 million a year or more, the tax rate on your long-term capital gains will be 28% under my plan.
Fantastic. Jack up my rates, why don't you? Tracking the trail. Trump in New York giving a major economic speech while Harris starts debate camp. We review the rules of next week's face-off as the VP tries to separate herself from beloved Biden, whose approval ratings are going up. Mark Thiessen joins us now, Washington Post columnist and Fox News contributor. Mark, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Brian.
Hey, first off, your reaction to the Russians influencing our election, Do you blame America if they're a little skeptical on that presser yesterday?
Well, first of all, this is coming from the same Justice Department that has completely politicized, the attacks on Donald Trump. And, you know, we just heard, you know, this is the same people who told us 51 intelligence officers told us that the Hunter Biden laptop was Russian disinformation. So I don't blame Americans if they don't believe it. But I'll tell you who took Russian election interference seriously and who did something about it was Donald Trump. So I interviewed Trump in 2020, and I broke the story and got him to confirm that in 2018 he launched a cyber attack on Russia. He launched a cyber attack that took out the Internet Research Agency, which was the St. Petersburg troll farm that was interfering in the 2016 election and was doing it again, and he took them out. He just wiped their servers clean and knocked them off the Internet. And he didn't put out a press release about it. He didn't announce it. It was a covert action. It was actually a bold action. It was an act of war. It was, you know, he and Zelensky are the only two presidents in the world who have actually attacked Russia on in Russian territory. Right. And he took them out. And so, you know, here we forget the Russia stuff, because the Russians are obviously, what they're doing is they're trying to undermine support. For Western support for Ukraine. So it's not just, if you look at it, Carrie Kupik-Urban was on the air yesterday, and she pointed out, they said not just, they're not interfering in the U.S., they're interfering across the world and countries across the world because they're trying to undermine support for Ukraine. I get that. What I'm more concerned about is the fact that there's been cyber attacks on the Trump campaign by the Iranians, who clearly do not want Donald Trump to win, because, and would probably prefer to have Joe Biden win, because he killed Qasem Soleimani. So why has Biden launched a cyber attack on Iran? Has he taken out the people who are hacking Donald Trump's campaign?
No.
You know, I'd like to see what action they are taking. Donald Trump literally launched a cyber attack on Russia. What has Joe Biden done with Iran?
So that is nothing, by the way, and I would love to see a big investigation into Iran's support of these protesters in and around these Ivy League schools and New York City schools, like City College. No one's talking about what's happening at City College, where Jewish students were just having lunch at a kosher diner, a kosher deli, and they were harassed and threatened. And this is one day, the school had been up one day. By the way, Vladimir Putin has made it clear he really likes Kamala Harris. He says the Kremlin backs Kamala, apparently, because of her infectious laugh. So he is having fun with our obsession. Here's what she says. So she laughs so expressively and infectiously. That means that everything is fine with her, Mr. Putin said with a smile before suggesting this could mean she would refrain from further sanctions against Russia. I doubt it. Who knows what she would do? She doesn't know what she would do. But obviously, Vladimir Putin's having fun with this. Listen to what our own David Spunt asked Merrick Garland. I think it's kind of telling. Cut 26.
Russia today sent a statement to Fox News and some other outlets here mocking the situation. They had five bullet points or six bullet points. The first said, ha, 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 ha. 2016 wants its cliches back. In all seriousness, there is a subsection of the country that when they hear Russian interference, they may believe that it's not true. It's not a real thing. How do you assure people this is a real situation?
I'm sure that was much funnier in the original Russian, but for us, it's not funny. This is deadly serious, and we are going to treat it accordingly.
Right. $10 million scheme, they say, to fund and direct a Tennessee-based company to publish and disseminate information favorable to the Russian government. The content was consistent with Russia's goal to push U.S. divisions and anti-Ukraine content. So Russia's having fun with the fact that they were overcharged in 2016. They brought $1 million worth of Facebook ads and tried to do more, but they didn't. And next thing you know, for the next 3.5 years under Trump, well, they were blamed for everything, and including collusion.
Yeah, I mean, look, what Russia's goal is, I mean, I don't know why Vladimir Putin would want Donald Trump to be elected, because he was the toughest president on Russia since Ronald Reagan. I mean, he launched a cyber attack on Russia. He ordered the U.S. military to kill hundreds of Wagner mercenaries in Syria. He got NATO to spend $400 billion more on defense. I could go down the list of things that he did. He was the first president to give lethal aid to Ukraine. He stopped the Nord Stream 2 pipeline until Joe Biden started it up again before the Ukraine war. I mean, he was the toughest president on Russia we've had since Reagan. So, right. You know, what Putin wants is he wants to sow divisions. He wants to undermine trust in our democracy. He wants to undermine support for Ukraine. He is definitely, I mean, I hate to say it, there are people particularly in the Republican Party in Congress who are spouting Russian disinformation when it comes to Ukraine. There are info ops that are working, but it's not to help Donald Trump get elected. It's to undermine support for U.S. support for Ukraine, and that's what his foreign policy objective is.
I want you to hear what Liz Cheney said yesterday. You know, she's conservative, former on leadership in the House. She said, "I don't believe we have the luxury of writing in candidates' names, particularly in swing states. As a conservative, as someone who believes and cares about the Constitution, I thought deeply about this. And because of the danger that Donald Trump poses, not only am I not voting for him, I'll be voting for Kamala Harris." Does that do damage?
Yeah, she's not a conservative. Number one, no, it doesn't do damage. I think I can count on one hand the number of people who care about what Liz Cheney thinks about Donald Trump. It's obvious. But I have lots of friends who are not voting for Donald Trump who are conservatives, and they just say, you know, a pox on both their houses, I'm just out. You know, I'm not voting for him, I'm not voting for her. I respect that. I understand that. What I don't respect and understand is someone who claims to be a conservative and is voting for someone who has endorsed the entire Democratic Socialist agenda, from Green New Deal to exactly. Medicare for All, who wants to get rid of the filibuster so they can pack the Supreme Court and undo all the progress we've made. There's no benign alternative. If you are voting for Kamala Harris, I'm sorry, you're not a conservative.
Understood. You're just not. Yeah, no, I understand. So we know the President of the United States got 6 days to prepare for a debate. We know some of the rules. We know it's going to be 90 minutes. We know two commercial breaks. No opening statements, but there'll be closing statements. Candidates' microphones will be muted while the other one is speaking. No props, no pre-written notes are allowed on stage. The candidates will stand. There'll be 2-minute rebuttals and 1 minute extra minute for follow-ups, clarifications, or responses. Campaign staff can meet with their candidate in the middle. They're just going to have to let them go. It's very similar, no audience. These seems like the Biden rules. What do you expect to happen? I know what you want to happen, but what do you think will happen?
So these are the Biden rules, the Biden-Harris rules, by the way, that she's been trying to get rid of. These were their demands, and Trump just said, I'll meet anywhere, any place, anytime, and he accepted whatever their rules were. And now they wanted to change them because she wants, for whatever reasons, she can't stand for 90 minutes or whatever the heck it is. She, during that interview with CNN, she was asked the most simple, obvious question. What would you do on day one as president? And she didn't have an answer. I mean, this is not a woman who can think on her feet. How have you not prepared to answer that question?
I know.
As a candidate for president. So Democrats should be pretty worried about her ability to think on her feet, because that interview was much more of a disaster than the media has portrayed it. Donald Trump has to go in thinking one thing. His base is behind him. He does not need to pour any more gasoline on that fire. MAGA voters are gonna walk over hot lava to vote for him. This election is going to come down to a few tens of thousands of voters in a handful of swing states. And every answer, everything he does in that debate should be focused on convincing those people who think the country's headed in the wrong direction but aren't sure about putting him back in the Oval Office, convincing them to vote for him, assuaging their concerns, giving them permission to vote in their self-interest. That means he's got, you know, he should not, you know what the nickname he should use for Kamala during the debate is? It's not Comrade Kamala. It's Madam Vice President. That's the nickname she's running from, because she's the first sitting vice president in history who's had the audacity to try and run as an outsider.
It's crazy.
It's insane. And make him the incumbent. She's been in power for 4 years, so call her the vice president every time. Say, I know you don't want people to remind people that you're the vice president, but you've been in the White House for 4 years. You cast the deciding vote on the spending that unleashed the inflation. You were the border czar who unleashed the worst border disaster in American history. So with all respect, I'm going to call you by your title, Madam Vice President. You know, that's the nickname she doesn't want. Mm-hmm. She doesn't care about Comrade Kamala. And prosecute that case. Make the case that she's responsible for all the things that are going wrong in your life, and were you better off under me than you are now?
You were the last one in the room in Afghanistan, remember it. By the way, you know she wasn't, by the way she answered it. But were you? Yes, I was. I think it's going to be great. So Robert Kennedy Jr. was asked, now that he's a consultant with Trump, and they are friends, what would you ask, how would you steer the Kamala Harris debate if it was you? Cut 16.
I'd talk about her record. I'd talk about the border. I would, you know, if between 7 and as high as 15 million illegal immigrants who've come in, escorted in by the Sinaloa drug cartel. They've been crushing the social safety system in our country. I'd talk about the COVID lockdowns, which closed 3.3 million businesses, and 41% of the black-owned businesses will never reopen. It shifted $4.3 trillion north from the American middle class to this new oligarchy of billionaires. I would talk about censorship. I think she's very, very vulnerable on that because of the statements that she's made, but also the policy of the Biden administration.
Same statement she's made. Remember, she wanted to suspend Donald Trump's account in 2019. This is when she was running for president. She wants to suspend his account. And now I guess she's in support of X getting stomped out in Brazil. And Zuckerberg came clean and said, I was pressured by the Biden administration when it comes to COVID. And we already know he's already said he was pressured when it came to the last election, 2020 election. So she's very vulnerable on that, unless she's going to say, I don't know, I had nothing to do with that.
Yeah, no, she is enormously vulnerable. And what she's going to do is she's going to try and bait Donald Trump into talking about January 6th. And, you know, don't take the bait. Say on January 6th, the border was secure, the world was at peace, inflation was low. That's what most Americans remember about January 6th. And you've ruined all of that. And the bigger threat to democracy, the biggest threat we face to democracy is that you're going to come into power, get rid of the filibuster, pack the Senate, add D.C. as a state, pack the Supreme Court, and pass your radical Green New Deal and Medicare for All and all the things you supported by simple majority vote. That's the threat to our democracy. Don't engage on her terms. If you're talking about January 6th, you're losing. If you're talking about pardoning people in January 6th, which is what she wants you to do, you're losing. Pivot immediately. Talk about her and her record. And two things, Brian. Remind people what they liked about you, the swing voters, which is your policies and how well they were doing under you. Don't remind them of the things they don't like about you, which are the insults and the behavior. You know, if you can do that, then you're going to win. Look, he knocked out Biden in a single debate. He could do the same with Kamala Harris.
It sounds like you're sending Donald Trump to college. This is, sounds like the pep talk you give right before you send your kid to school. Remind people of the good things about you. Don't bring up your attitude that you had around the house. All right.
You know,
that's very good advice. And I know you'll probably give it to him. He's going to call you.
I have occasional conversations with him. He did a great job in the last debate. He was close to pitch perfect. He just needs to come in with the same attitude, not think because it's a different candidate he doesn't need to let her. You know, she has the same problem constructing sentences, just without the excuse of age. Let her talk.
Right, I agree. And hey, who knows? Maybe the Democrats put a third candidate if she gets knocked out. Bring in Governor Shapiro.
Can you imagine next. The panic if she has a meltdown during the debate?
I know it would break your heart. It would really break your heart.
It would. It'd be very sad for America. You're right.
Right, Mark Thiessen, thanks so much.
Take care.
Back in a moment.
Both sides, all opinions. It's Brian Kilmeade. Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085 or BigLou.com.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You could be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute. A man accused of faking his own death and fleeing the country to avoid rape charges will stand trial in Utah. 37-year-old Nicholas Rossi is accused of two rapes from 2008. In one, he wasn't identified as a suspect for 10 years because of a backlog of rape kits. Rossi, whose legal name is Nicholas Alaverdian, grew up in foster homes in Rhode Island and returned to the state before an obituary posted online in February of 2020 claimed he died of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. Authorities and his former foster family doubted his death. The following year, he was arrested in Scotland after being recognized at a Glasgow hospital. He was extradited back to the U.S. in January of this year, but now he claims he's an Irish orphan named Arthur Knight, never visited the U.S., and is being framed for the rapes. Last week, the judge ruled there is enough evidence for a jury trial. Rossi will be back in court in October. There's more on the story at FoxNews.com. Subscribe to the Fox True Crime Podcast with Emily Campagno. I'm Gianna Gelosi with your Fox True Crime Minute.
House Call for Health. Parenting can be tough. Now the U.S. Surgeon General is releasing an advisory on the mental health well-being of parents, highlighting an urgent need to better support parents, families, and caregivers to help communities thrive. Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy writing, "Parents have a profound impact on the health of our children and the health of society. Yet parents and caregivers today face tremendous pressures from familiar stressors, such as worrying about their kids' health and safety and financial concerns, to new challenges like navigating technology and social media, a youth mental health crisis, an epidemic of loneliness that has hit young people the hardest. They say one-third of parents last month reported high levels of stress compared to just 20% of non-parents. You can get more information at hhs.gov. Or for more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health from Lisa Brady, Fox News.
from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, addresses the Camp David Accords between Israel and Egypt that, on March 26, 1979, led to a negotiated peace between the two nations, the first between Israel and any of its Arab neighbors.
The countrysides of both lands are free from the litter and the carnage of a wasteful war. Mothers in Egypt and Israel are not weeping today for their children fallen in senseless battle. The dedication and determination of these two world statesmen have borne fruit. Peace has come to Israel and to Egypt.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
What's the reason for the sit-in in Hillary Clinton's class?
Again, I can't say for sure because I'm not affiliated with the people who are organizing the sit-in, but I'll say that Hillary Clinton is a war criminal, and war criminals deserve no peace until they, you know, repair the damage they've done to the world, and that includes Hillary Clinton.
Right, repair the damage. We don't know why. Well, what she does, but we know she's a war criminal. In this case, Hillary Clinton's 100% right to stand up for what she believes as a professor at Columbia. She says the Palestinians have walked away from every legitimate chance they had at a two-state solution. She was there with her husband there as Secretary of State, has that opinion. And the answer with Columbia is she's a war criminal and a genocidal maniac. Dr. Marcus Collins joins us now. Best-selling author of... Oh, okay. He's going to be with us in a few minutes. But he's going to be doing, he's going to be talking about the culture and the power behind what we buy, what we do, and who we want to be. And overcoming people that say things like that is what you got to deal with and somehow get them to vote for you. That's how blended everything is now when it comes to Republicans and Democrats, men and women, especially when it comes to the Palestinian situation as it relates to Michigan. Patrick in Fort Lauderdale. Hey, Patrick.
Hey, Brian, how you doing?
Good.
Brian, I want your opinion on this. You know, where I work, 98% of the employees happen to be African-American, and they listen to, you know, CNN, MSNBC, and when I tell them about the debate when Democrat Tulsi Gabbard took down, you know,
show it to them.
Yeah, show it to them. Show that, you know, that how when she was AG, when she put African-Americans and, you know, Hispanics behind bars just because of a little bit of weed they were caught with, but yet she laughed about it when she was on the radio. And then when she thinks that, you know, if you're 18 to 24 years of age, that, you know, she thinks you're stupid.
I know. Back in a moment.
Turtle Bay Exploration Park and Dutch Bros Coffee presents Caffeinate for a Cause, back for its 12th annual year. Stop by any local Dutch Bros location on Thursday, September 19th, from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. in support of Turtle Bay's exhibitions and educational programming. A dollar from every drink sold plus tips will be donated to Turtle Bay. You never know, you could get a chance to meet one of our Turtle Bay animal ambassadors. Don't miss Caffeinate for a Cause, Thursday, September 19th, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. and 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Learn more at turtlebay.org.
Live at the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Returning to Reading, Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I want the line.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The Ramsey Show.
Focusing is the number one key to becoming debt-free. It is not a math problem as much as it is an emotional decision and this incredible focus.
Hey guys, Dave Ramsey here. Join me and the Ramsey personalities as we give you the tools and motivation you need to win in the areas of money, career, and more. Right here on The Ramsey Show. Listen weekdays at noon on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio station.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and heard online at KCNR1460.com, has teamed up with the Flag Center and are giving you a chance to win an American flag. And there are two ways to qualify to win a beautiful, high-quality American flag by Annan. We will be giving them away every Friday morning at 8:15. Now, the first way to qualify is listen weekdays between 7 a.m. and 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bott during Free Fire Radio. And they're going to let you know when to call in to qualify at 530-605-4566. And the second way to qualify, check out our Facebook page. Look for the American flag and type your name in the comments. Then, every Friday morning at 8:15, we will draw a winner of a beautiful American flag from the Flag Center at 2124 Hilltop Drive and your friends here at KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at KCNR1460.com.
That makes you think. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hey, welcome back, everyone. Brian Kilmeade is back with you right here in studio, 48th and 6th in Midtown Manhattan. With me in studio is Dr. Marcus Collins. He's a best-selling author of For the Culture, The Power Behind What We Buy, What We Do, and Who We Want to Be. It's available in paperback now, and it's also important to know that you actually have action wear for your book. I mean, it says For the Culture, a pullover sweatshirt. I'm so jealous.
I'm a marketer, man. This is what we do.
Right.
We think about all the many ways by which we go to market beyond just the product.
Right. So tell us how this plays, your beliefs play into this election.
Sure.
So people are smart.
Sure. You know, well, I believe, you know, anytime we we put candidates on stage, we are going to market, right? We are marketing. We are bringing our candidates to market in hopes of getting people to cast their vote. Just like a company would bring their product to market to, in hopes that you will pay money. We are constantly trying to get people to move. And what I believe is that in this election in particular, is that people will be voting based upon their ideological subscription. More so than about like my connection with the candidate. For instance, you know, back in the day, I think the Bush days, it was like, I want to get a beer with that guy. I'm going to vote for that guy. I don't know his policies that well, but I feel like he's still likable, right? Just like JFK and Nixon. It's like, that guy has a cold. That's not my guy. It's that guy who looks more proper. But I feel like we're at a time in society where ideologically that's what drives how we think about the political zeitgeist. And there's so much division in the world because of our ideological incongruence that's what's going to lead the day today, I think.
So, but don't you think things have changed even from 2020? I mean, a lot of the things that Kamala Harris was standing for in 2020 that she was running for against other Democrats, she's like, yeah, I'm not for that anymore. Whether it was getting rid of fossil fuels, whether it was we even found her talking to Al Sharpton about reparations. She was talking about decriminalizing border crossings, mm-hmm. giving health care for illegals.
Sure.
She knows that doesn't fly for either side in this culture, correct?
Yeah.
And if she held to that, she might get blown out.
Yeah.
Well, you know, like Barry Goldwater got blown out. He put sort of set of beliefs. America was not there in 64.
You know, I think of it this way. I think that there are some policy issues that can evolve over time. There's some ideological things that evolve slowly, right? So policy issues that I stood for this or I believed in this 5 years ago. But you know what? As I think about it more, as the zeitgeist shifts, my perspective changes. Here's a crude example. I grew up listening to or loving stand-up comedy. Like, I loved Eddie Murphy as a kid. Loved him. Eddie Murphy's Raw and Delirious comes on Netflix, and I'm like, I'm so excited to watch this. I'm like, reliving my childhood. I watch it, and I'm clutching my pearls the entire time.
So-called political incorrectness.
Yeah, the movie, the show, the stand-up hadn't changed over those years, but I had. Right. I think the same thing kind of goes when we think about policy issues, that my stance on the thing can shift as more information comes in. But what I believe, how I see the world, those things I feel are far more permanent, and those things, they move less quickly. Therefore, I'm more likely to find the person I'm most ideologically aligned with to say, that's my guy or that's my woman.
And it's okay. So give me an idea. So if it's not policy, because you think that's going to evolve quickly and change quickly. What do you think about the culture right now? What is going to be polarizing in the culture right now, or might be something a candidate should be aware of if they want to get that vote?
Yeah, I mean, I think that the fact that you call it that, the culture right now, culture is built on identity and beliefs, right? I believe this, and therefore I'm going to find the person who sees the world most like I do. We see, you know, a hotbed conversation right now is around women's bodily autonomy. That's an ideological thing. There are policies that come out of that ideological topic, but it's the beliefs around that that's going to guide where people set their
shares. Even the way you said that's different, because up until 5 years ago, pro-life, pro-choice.
Yeah, exactly.
So what did you just say?
Exactly. Bodily autonomy.
Right.
Right. Again, so perfectly said, right? Pro-life, pro-choice, that is about policy. They are informed by ideals, but they're policy driven. Bodily autonomy is all conceptual. I believe that women should have the right to choose what they do with their bodies, right? That belief system then informs the kind of policy that I would follow. But in most cases, in today for sure, people are like, I just want to go where the beliefs are. And I think that we're actually kind of wired for that. I mean, we think about, what is culture? Culture is a system of conventions mm-hmm. and expectations that demarcate who we are and govern what people like us do, right? I am A, we believe this, therefore I. As we look at the political zeitgeist, we find ourselves having much of our division based upon how we see the world, our ideological subscription. Therefore, we're going to say, who are the candidates that are most like me, not in identity, but in belief system, and that's where I'm going to point myself.
Where does practicality come in? For example, if I'm not safe at home, if I can't afford to shop the way I used to, I'm angry, and I want that person that's going to bring me back the security and the financial stability.
Yeah.
Well, how does that figure into what you said?
Yeah, I mean, that's actually the beautiful part in all this, that there are empirical proof points that say the economy is doing well. But then people go, I ain't feeling that. I know this is not going well for me. I don't feel it that way. Well, you go, well, objectively, it is.
Unemployment's low. Market's up.
Exactly. But the truth of the matter is, which I think is kind of what my work centers on, is that there is no objectivity. Everything is subjective. That's why for some, a cow is leather. For others, a deity. For some, it's dinner. Which one is it? It's all those things, depending on who you are and how you see the world. For some, a rug is decor. For others, a souvenir. And for some, it's a place of worship. Which one is it? It's all those things, depending on who you are. So we talk about, we ask questions like, well, what about safety? And what about economic security? And I go, well, some look at those numbers and say, well, I don't see it that way. And others do, based on how we see the world. So looking at the voter base, not based on the labels we put on them, Democrat, Republican, Independent, but belief systems, I think it opens, widens the aperture and gives us a better understanding of where people actually place their votes.
So where's America now? You say, well, we are separate in some ways. So what do you think the things matter to the average American now?
I think that there are hotbed issues, right?
You mentioned about reproductive rights.
Reproductive rights. I want to be able to care for my family. I want to have like some stability in my health. I want to make sure that my kids can go to school and they're going to come back safe. They're these sort of primal things.
Did you see the shooting yesterday in Georgia?
Exactly. Exactly. So because of that belief system, I will then point to a policy that aligns most with the ideal on whether or not people should have access to guns with any kind of regulation or not, right? So again, anchored in identity or anchored in ideology and then manifested through policy. I think that we are in a state as a country that the culture wars that we're living in, it is a byproduct of our misunderstanding of what culture is and how we navigate through it. By that I mean culture is a system of conventions and expectations that takes things that are messy, that are abstract, that are noisy, that are nonsense, and we give it meaning based on how we see the world, right? And if we understood culture that way, that it's not, the world is not objective, it's subjective, then I could say, oh, Brian, your truth is different than my truth.
I'll give you the best example.
Yeah.
Mayor of Chicago.
Yep.
Mayor of Chicago comes out and he sees these young kids, minority kids, raiding a section, a really nice area of Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
And he goes, this got to stop. You got to provide security.
Yeah.
He says, we got to find something for these kids to do.
Yeah.
One say, I just want security. I don't care why they're here.
That's right.
Wrong. You can't go rob a store because you don't have a gym to play in.
That's right. Yeah.
But he goes, look, no, we gotta do better by these kids. They have no outlet. They're single parent families.
That's right.
So same problem, different
perspective.
Plane, different perspective.
Exactly. And so the beautiful part of this is that your truth can be different than my truth, can be opposed to my truth.
But same facts.
But exactly. We're looking at the same thing empirically, but we're translating it differently. And so long as your truth doesn't mean my oppression, doesn't mean my marginalization, we could actually work together.
Right.
And that's like the beautiful part. That is the diversity bonus as it is, that you get different perspectives in a room and we look at a problem from different sides and go, what's the best solution?
Do you think anyone could get elected by saying both sides, hey, yeah, I saw what happened over in the smash and grab over in San Francisco.
Yeah.
I saw what happened over there, and I see one side come out and say, that's the problem. Minority kids are America's inherently racist.
Yeah.
And for minority kids, they don't have the same opportunity as white kids. That's why white kids aren't there. And then you could look at this and say, and the other people say, are you kidding me? We just need more cops.
Yeah.
So do you think a candidate could ever get elected by saying both are right and both are wrong?
I think.
And I could go in there and let's fix it.
So I think that a candidate can, if they're brave enough to preach that gospel, and not to say, I'm going to both sides this thing, I'm trying to play to both sides, but I'm trying to communicate a point of view that I have. And when they say it out loud, someone goes, yeah, I totally, yes, but you know what, why can't it be both sides?
Right.
And what happens is that you activate a group of people who see the world the way you do, and then they go evangelize on your behalf. Because the truth of the matter is that most candidates that we rally around, it's not because we heard her talk and said, yep, that's it. We heard her talk and go, that's interesting. And then we go to dinner, you and I, and you go, did you hear her talk about whatever? I go, that was kind of cool, right? You go, totally, it was cool. And collectively, we decide that it's acceptable.
Right.
And we do that at dinner. We do that at the bar. We do that at our congregations, at church. We do that at work. And constantly, we sort of create these coalitions of shared ideologies. And we gather together and we place our votes accordingly.
But what blows up the system is if you tell me, if I'm a candidate and I tell you what you want to hear and I know it, but I don't plan on doing it.
Yeah.
That's the problem. So yeah. That's why people's why. Why do you believe that I am going to crack down on crime? Why do you believe
that's right.
That the environment should be number one? Why do you believe
that's
that
right.
fossil fuel is being underappreciated and can be done cleaner? So rather than just tell me what I want to believe.
Instead of telling me the policy points, tell me what you believe, how you see the world.
People get really bitter. I'll give an example of the most common. Joe Biden came out and said, hey, you know, I'm going to be a moderate.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm going to be a moderate. And then people say, okay, you're going to be a moderate. But no, he was pretty much... I looked at it as way to the left. So that's different. So people feel, wow, I feel duped.
Sure.
So I'm going to vote for him as some people. I'm going to vote for him that. I'm going to vote for Trump regardless. But the people in the middle that go, up until the end, you know what? He's going to bring normalcy back. He was going to get rid of the polarization. Well, we're even more divided than ever before. And this Inflation Reduction Act had more green policies, had nothing to do with inflation. In fact, you actually told us at the end it had nothing to do with inflation.
Mm-hmm.
It was mislabeled. That, I think, creates more bitterness than, by the way, when I get in the economy, it's going to be the new Green Deal.
Yeah.
You voted for me, even if I win 49-48,
yeah.
I won.
Yeah.
And this I told you I'm going to do.
Yeah.
But don't go do something opposite from what you said, because it makes people feel taken advantage of.
I think the point you're making is that there are promises told and the promises that are not kept. Or at the very least, there's intentionality that's communicated, but it doesn't seem to be manifested.
Right. And people understand not reaching your goals.
Yes.
That's called life.
That's right.
But you got to try.
Right. That's right. And, you know, here's the thing, that our understanding as a society of politics, of government in particular, it's pretty shallow.
Yeah.
We go, you're president, make it happen.
Right.
And you go, dude, do you know how many coalitions that I have to create to actually get a thing through the door? Those things are very difficult. And explaining that in, you know this better than most, explaining that in 48 minutes
right.
with commercial breaks.
You can't blame the president, no matter who it is, what's going wrong or right in your life.
There's so much nuance there. It makes it very difficult to communicate it. So therefore, it's easy to place blame
right.
on what happens as opposed to thinking about intentionality
and
ideology.
A few more minutes with Dr. Marcus Collins. His book is out now, paperback for the culture, The Power Behind What We Buy, What We Do, and Who We Want to Be. Back in a moment.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-555-2085. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-555-2085. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-555-2085. 800-555-2085 or biglou.com.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to RoundhouseProvisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. RoundhouseProvisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You can be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, the Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day, going far beyond the headlines, tapping into the massive reporting resources of Fox News to provide a full picture of the news of the day.
I'm Dana Perino.
I'm Brett Baer.
I'm Maria Bartiromo.
I'm Brian Kilmeade, and this is the Fox News Rundown.
Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
Hey, this is Trey Gowdy, host of the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Every Tuesday, you'll hear what's on my mind. Plus, every Thursday, there's a special bonus episode where we answer the questions that are on your mind. Make sure to spend your Tuesdays and Thursdays with Trey. Subscribe now at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts. Hope to see you.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcast Network.
I'm Emily Campagno, and this is the Fox True Crime Podcast.
And I had nothing to do with her disappearance, but people still accuse me of it.
I sit down with the people who lived the nightmares.
I was in shock. I was just devastated.
The investigators who tirelessly worked on the case.
I feel for their families, and I really hope that they can catch this guy.
Bringing you closer to the story than you ever thought possible.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts. Get all of your favorite Fox News podcasts commercial-free on Apple Podcasts with Fox News Podcasts Plus. From Dana Perino, Kennedy, Ben Domenech, the Duffys, and many more. Subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com. The Fox News Rundown, a contrast of perspectives you won't hear anywhere else. Your daily dose of news twice a day. Featuring insight from top newsmakers, reporters, and Fox News contributors. Listen and subscribe now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.
Unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
So Dr. Marcus Collins is here. His book For the Culture is out now on paperback, The Power Behind What We Buy, What We Do, and Who We Want to Be. So Dr. Collins, I think that Kamala Harris seems to be doing what you're doing. Because you know what we're seeing? We're seeing speeches, and then we see like TikTok videos of her. Let me tell you the secret to my recipe. Let me tell you this. Let me show you with my family. They're selling a product rather than selling issues, right? Here's my economy. You know, like Warren Harding, this is what I like. You know, there was no charisma like Teddy Roosevelt had charisma. So she's trying to sell her as a personality. In this short, bifurcated race, could that work?
Well, I think so. I think we've seen it done in 2008 with Barack Obama. We saw it in 2016 with Donald Trump. We've seen it now with Kamala Harris. I mean, essentially, they're communicating a point of view, how we see the world, right? For Barack Obama, the idea was that we don't have a problem with legislation. We don't have a problem with ideas. We have a problem with cynicism. People believe the government is broken. So what did he run on? Hope. Together we can. And people said, yes, I see the world that way. That's my guy. 8 years later, Donald Trump comes and says, well, you know what? We feel like we've kind of gone away from our traditions. We've gone away from sort of what the ethos of America. Let's go back to a time when things were a certain way. And what do you say? Let's make America great again. People said, yes, that's my guy. Kamala Harris is saying, well, you know what? We actually need to be going forward, making a progress as a country, because that's what America's all about. We choose to go to the moon, right? We're moving forward. And so she's saying, you know, freedom is the way by which we do that. Freedom, not going backwards, going forwards. So people go, that's the person for me. it's ideologies that we find ourselves gravitating towards more so than the value propositions that manifest through policy.
And I understand that, but do you think also part of the reason that Barack Obama won is because when the economy collapsed, he went to school with Hank Paulson, a Republican Treasury Secretary, to say, how do we fix this? So he made people not only feel good that he can speak on his feet, but he's like, well, let me just tell you what I found out, what we're going to have to do. This TARP thing is not political. It's got to work. This is what we're going to have to do with the auto companies. He actually had a plan. What? Right. And same with Trump goes, I'll tell you exactly what I'm going to do. And Biden said, I'm going to show you what normal looks like. And then Harris at one point has got to say, looking forward. Now, what does that mean and what changed? At one point, Steele's got to go against Steele.
Sure, sure. I would say if we're just being totally honest with each other, if you polled people on the street in 2007, 2008 and said, what's Barack Obama's policy? You get a lot of blank stares. I imagine if you did the exact same thing with Donald Trump, you probably get sound bites.
Where you get wall.
Build the wall, right? You're like, well, why? What does that mean? I mean, we've seen TikTok videos of this. We've seen videos of this. Like, people don't know it. They clump onto language to justify a belief. I mean, the same thing here. I don't think that people are voting on policy. One would say we're voting on vibes. But vibes are important.
Right.
Vibes are the instinct that we lead with because of what we feel. We aren't rational human beings. We're rationalizing human beings.
Dr. Marcus Collins, our guest. Dr. Collins, now, what is the recipe for America to sell itself on the year 2026? It's our 250th birthday. How can a nation rally around that the way they did in 1776? I mean, in 1976.
It's exactly what we're saying today. We have to put
it's an opportunity, isn't it?
It's an opportunity to say, hey, what do we believe, y'all? Like, you see it should be manifested a different way than I do, but we share the same belief. We want the same things. The work that we're doing with Suzy, this is a consumer insights company. The work we're doing with Suzy, we're realizing that while we talk to people who identify as Republicans, Democrats, Independents, they want the same things. Just the manner in which they go about getting them differ. And those differences are important, but at the core, we want the same things. And that's the ethos of this country that we all want.
So get the so secure the foundation.
Yes.
Got a year to do it.
And this is, so I think of it this way. When I work with brands like Nike, right? Nike doesn't talk about the leather that it makes or how it produces the shoes. It talks about every human body is an athlete. And the idea there is pushed there.
Right. Just do it. Pick up for the culture. Thanks, Dr. Collins.
Thanks for having me.
It's common knowledge that after age 30, our metabolism changes. We have less energy and gain weight easier. There's a way to feel better, not in years or months, but sometimes in just days.
I'm Chuck Norris. I tried everything. Working with a team of health experts, we came up with Morning Kick. Morning Kick is a revolutionary new formula that combines all my favorite supplements into one daily drink.
Morning Kick has probiotics to help you lose weight, prebiotics for digestion, superfoods for muscles and joints, and powerful anti-aging supplements. It'll help you feel youthful, energized, and helps manage stress.
I look and feel better than I have in years.
Go to roundhouseprovisions.com, use code BODY, or text BODY to 511-511 and claim 40% off. roundhouseprovisions.com, code BODY.
Every purchase comes with our 90-day money-back guarantee. You can be feeling these changes within just a couple of days.
Text BODY to 511-511.
These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Message and data rates may apply. Paid for by Roundhouse Provisions.
Live at the Cascade Theater, James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames went higher.
Returning to Reading Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Enjoy the stories and especially the music.
Keep the ends out for the tie that binds, because you're mine. I walk the line.
Take a trip down memory lane with a tribute to the Man in Black.
I hear the train coming, it's rolling around the bend. And I ain't seen the sunshine since I don't know when. I'm stuck in Folsom Prison.
Don't miss James Garner's tribute to Johnny Cash. Friday, September 13th, starting at 7:30 at the Cascade Theater. Tickets are on sale now at cascadetheater.org or by calling 530-243-8877. That's 530-243-8877.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.